Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, Best of Show? This is Freddie Rodriguez. I'm honored to be here today for the Grindhouse, and, you know, just want to say go check it out. Grindhouse, April 6th. It's going to be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Best in Show exclusively on TPXRadio.com. As always, I'm Fred, and this is Vito.
Hello.
And we got our producer, Brian. Call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Fred or Best in Show Vito, respectively. You can also join us on the chat room over at TPXRadio.com, or head over to BestinShow.com. Click on contact, click on chat room. Vito, what's the poop?
The poop. The poop is this. Where were you when Captain America died?
Oh, come on. I don't even want to talk about this. Really.
But you know, we didn't talk about it a couple of weeks ago.
That's ridiculous, dude.
But the reason why I bring it up is because this week the second printing came out, and it's funny how many people are still buying the book. Did you know that there were two covers that came out when the book came out, and they put it on eBay that very same day?
Okay.
How much do you think it went for?
$2.
Well, the cover price was $3.99.
Three.
So it's at least going to go for $7.98.
I could buy a good six pack of beer for that.
That's right. But how much do you think it went for online on eBay? Two $3.99 comics that were released that very same day.
Okay.
Went for $97.
Whoever got that for $97 is the biggest loser that I know. The biggest loser. He's not even a superhero, is he? I mean, didn't he get injected with something?
Yes, a super soldier.
He's not even a superhero.
He's a super druggie.
Am I right, Brian?
Yeah.
He's just an addict that got lucky.
Do you know that the super soldier serum is essentially a steroid?
Can you say that like five times fast?
The super soldier serum? No, forget it.
I'll give you some super soldier serum right here.
Ouch.
Hey, I'm feeling a little sick today, but you guys sound a little different than you usually do.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Something like in my head or
something. I've been drinking a couple of beers. That might have been it. So, what went on this week? You know, as everyone knows, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
I'm going nuts with this planning, man. I'm going nuts.
What's the worst part? You know, I'm probably about 9 million years from being married, so I have no concept of it. What's the worst part of planning it?
You know, the worst part of planning it is trying to get everyone, like, invited to the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who's going to, like, be bumming out at you that they weren't invited?
Yeah.
Things like that. That's really the worst part about it.
See, I would imagine that the worst part about getting married is trying to find the girl that's actually stupid enough to marry you.
Yeah. No, actually, the worst part about getting married is just having sex with the same person for the rest of your life. Let's really just be honest about it.
Well, you know what? And I should apologize. I should say that your fiance isn't dumb for marrying you. Any woman would be dumb enough to marry me, is what I'm saying. Because I come with baggage.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, like pull carts.
Like pull carts. Of-
yeah, you know what those are called? Like the what are the things that the red, what are they called? The red caps at the airports? What are the big carts that they carry?
Oh, we, that they throw all the luggage in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caps. Yeah, that's what I come with. You know, so if any ladies are listening and, you know.
Were you ever engaged?
Me? I got really close to getting engaged once when I was living in Seattle with a young lady named Mary. And
what was his name again? No, Mary, really?
Yeah, yeah. I got really close to getting engaged, but I'd never even bought a ring, so I can't really say that I got that close. So.
Like what? Like how far into it did she leave? No, what wound up happening? Was it a mutual thing?
No, or? What happened was I moved back here to New York, and she moved back to California, and we were trying to figure out a way for her to move out here. She ended up getting a really good job and cheating on me and all that stuff. So that's what happened.
Whoa, dude, that's heavy. I'm sorry.
Brian, cue the violin.
I'm sorry.
I don't play violin.
Yeah, thanks. I'm coming to your wedding, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. Ugh, I can't even invite my, like, old bandmates. No one's... I can't even invite half my family. My family can't keep it in their pants, man. I got too much.
Would you... ideally speaking, would you go and do... like the big church wedding, or would you rather do something a little more smaller, intimate?
You know what? We were going to just do something really small and intimate, but it wound up being this big church fiasco. Yeah. You know, I just went to Pre-Cana. That was crazy, man, where the priest is talking to you about sex, like a guy that's never had sex before. Guy that's never, 60-year-old man that's never
had
sex.
Wait. You think he's never had sex before. You hope he's never had sex before.
Yeah, the little boys don't count. Oh, hey.
Cue the violin, yeah, Brian.
But, but
I don't play violins.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, this big church fiasco. It's not gonna be good.
Catholic church?
Catholic church, and I got a pentagram on my back. So I go in there, my back starts like burning. I'm like, Nikki, why is my back feeling weird?
Who's smoking in church? That's not right.
Oh man, hey, if you want to call us, we're on tpxradio.com.
You can call
us 877-744-6405. Give us a holla. Best in show radio. Radio.
Yeah. But you know, going back to the wedding thing before I forget. I don't know, like when I say small and intimate, like I don't know, I've always had this idealized small and intimate thing, you know. And I don't know, I guess like as guys, we think smaller and like, oh, I just want to like just say yes and just get it over with or whatever. I don't know. And I don't know. I guess they want to put on a show, I guess. Is that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. See, me and my fiance, we don't like to be like a spectacle. So yeah. With all eyes on us, it's going to be extremely strange and very nerve wracking. To say the least, because who's judging you? Who's what family saying?
Oh, this fish is horrible.
Yeah, which one
this
of your
fish is horrible? They don't have Jim Collins mix here. What's wrong?
Which one of your cousins is looking at your wife now? You know, like oh god,
man,
you married the hottest girl. Like oh my god,
I
dude,
did.
She's
I did
wife.
Actually. I did actually marry the hottest girl. Oh, Vito, please keep it in your pants, Vito. Please.
I'm not your cousin now.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I could go through with that.
Go through what wedding? Marrying a girl. Whole, marrying a girl.
Marrying a girl. A girl. Can I marry three, maybe? Like,
oh, man. I said I wasn't going to get married till gay people got married, but I, you know that's never going to happen, so. I guess I just folded.
Well, you're the first.
I'm the first. Yeah. I'm the first.
Yeah, you know, come on. You're the trendsetter. No, but congratulations. When?
June 16th, man.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome, dude. You're still not invited. Come on.
I don't think that any line could possibly get better than that the entire time. That was brilliant. Good morning, everybody. April Fools, and welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Special thanks to our in-studio guests this week. Our buddy Freddie and our buddy Vito are here. Fantastic job, guys. I think that was awesome. I got to be honest. I see TPX Radio show in your future.
We quit.
yeah, Brian, you're not leaving. I got news for you.
Bring up the Brinks truck, my friends. TPX Radio.
That was terrific. That was absolutely excellent. Am I? Do I sound okay? Do you guys hear me?
Here's the second part of the April Fool's joke. You guys got to leave now.
Oh, man.
I'm a little confused with the volumes here. I'm not hearing things at all.
Oh, boy. I hear stuff.
I hear you.
I hear stuff all the time. I don't know if I should believe it, though.
Hey, you know, maybe it was just an overall volume thing. I'm good to go. Here I am. I'm back. Hey, welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, blah, 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 blah. Freddie did all that stuff before, 877-744-6445, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith, not quite Best in Show Vito or Best in Show Fred. You can join us in the chat room, cameras, fun, magic, all the sorts of good stuff that we do.
You want some cheese with that wine? You're married, right, Chris?
Yeah, no, you know what? That was the
You're still married?
Yeah, believe it or not, really? Somehow I've pulled it off. Here's the thing. The hardest part about listening to that whole the whole little spiel was the analysis of what was going on, of what a wedding is, and a guy like, Vito, what was your gimmick there? What was the shtick you were pulling? The gimmick, the shtick, as I say it 16 times?
I'll always be single.
But, yeah, no, it's not even just that I'll always be single thing. There was a whole thing that you were talking about how guys just wanted to be over. I gotta be honest.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I was thinking that, you know, it feels like, I don't know that, I guess men feel more stress planning it than women do, because I think the women are, no?
Speaking as a man who is involved with planning a wedding, you feel the financial stress of planning it. But it's really not a big deal. I mean, like, I don't consider it to be a horrible thing. I actually kind of enjoyed my wedding.
Your wedding was fun.
I enjoyed, well, the setup.
Did you pay for it yourself?
No, I did not.
See, that's I'm lucky with that web too, because we would have got married at City Hall.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that was the thing. I wasn't going to do it that way, no matter what. I was going to do it, and then, you know, my wife's parents said, "Hey, you're a cab driver. allow us to take care of this." And I said, "I'm very proud of myself. I'm a good person."
Yeah, I had to pay for my wedding too at City Hall. It was like $50 for the license.
That was it?
Maybe. I meant like 30, actually. I think I got a discount.
Did you have to have a witness there?
Did you bring a coupon?
Actually, we had a bunch of people there. My wife's father actually threw us like a little a party in a restaurant kind of thing. It was like a luncheon thing. It was very low-key. I just wanted to go to City Hall and just go home.
Did anyone embarrass themselves at the party, you know?
No, it wasn't long enough.
Was that the first time that your families both met?
Extended family. Okay. You know, like the parents, not really, but extended family. I guess for the most part, had you know, the rest had met each other.
See, that's good. I don't want to say that I idealize it, but like every time I think that I might get married, it's always like Vegas drive through $25, and it's not. Oh,
that's $5 cheaper than I paid. Yeah. I'm jealous.
I had to find a use for that someplace in the show, so that's I had to do it.
And it's not because I want to get married in Vegas for $25 at a drive through. It's just that, you know, I would imagine it'd be the most non-traditional thing in the world, even though millions of people do.
That, I was gonna say, by non-traditional, do you mean probably more people
based
do
on
that
my,
than
based
any
on
other
my
way?
Family, I
hey.
Mean.
Hey, Vito, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
Why the man? Like, you just didn't get it. You know what? You just got me back, I guess.
Well, do you?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, he doesn't do. All right, well, you had your chance for your Las Vegas wedding, and you just lost it.
He ain't nothing but a bottom.
Awesome. Awesome, fantastic! I'm telling you, it's a pain. It's annoying. It's a nuisance to get involved with it, but it's really not as miserable as you might think. And
we're talking the wedding or the marriage?
No. The marriage is fantastic for me. The people that are, you know, the woman who decided to take my my hand, I feel bad for her. My wedding is fantastic. My life is fantastic. Everything is great. Nothing could possibly be better in my entire life. No, ever in my entire life. The day that I'm trying to think, what other things? Like what the day that
your sex life died.
Well, oh no. Oh well, yeah. But no, see, you would have to have one of those first for it to die. It was aborted, actually.
Oh my god.
I love you, baby girl. Awesome. No, but it's the wedding ordeal is a pain.
Does it get easier?
It's a pain in the ass. No, it's a married life or
yes,
wedding?
Married life.
It's not hard, is it?
Do you really? How does the wedding get easier?
It's
like
exactly
after
the
drink
same.
Number five.
Well, I got news for you. You're gonna go crazy about every little thing that you think could possibly go wrong, and the things that are gonna be bad about it. And you know what? They're all going to go wrong, no matter what you do. And you're making a huge deal out of it. For one day that no one is going to remember but you and your wife. No one cares. I mean, as long as the Swedish meatballs taste good and there's enough liquor flowing, nobody's going to care about anything else that's happening. Our cake got screwed up. Our limo driver showed up late. Like everything that could have went wrong on my wedding did. The priest didn't say you may now kiss the bride. How's that for one
oh,
something
God.
To forget?
I remember.
Tons of things went wrong at my wedding, but it didn't make a difference. My best man told the most inane toast story ever in the history of the world that I found amusing.
That was the highlight, I think, of your question.
Yeah, but
who's your best man again?
My buddy Joe.
Oh, Joe Pontop.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, maybe I shouldn't say
that. I know, because the dozens that are listening will start searching for his name now. But yeah, I mean, like, everything's going to go wrong, and it's going to be hideous, and it's going to be horrible, but you're going to have a good time. That's all that matters. Get drunk. And just enjoy yourself. It'll be great. It's,
You're talking about married life, right?
Yes. Okay. Just get drunk. That's what I do. As I sip vodka on Sunday morning, how do you think I'm getting through this? No, it's good. Congratulations, buddy. Good luck to you. I hope everything works. Oh, wait. Hold on. God bless, bro. God bless. Good luck. And that's about it. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Exclusively on tpxradio.com. I don't know where that voice came from. It was like a...
It's disturbing. I hate it.
It's Cornball Guy. But yeah, you're listening
no,
to...
No, it's disturbing, I think.
Disturb or that stirb? Bestinshowradio.com exclusively on tpxradio.com. 877-744-6405 off the hotline if you so choose to dial us up there. Get us on Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show Keith on the Instant Messenger if you so choose. You can also go to the chat room.
If you so choose.
And choose it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Exciting.
Exciting.
It's exciting more than news. Good stuff. Awesome. So, you know when you brought up your Hollywood, I keep saying Hollywood, your Las Vegas wedding uh-huh. thing that you want to be doing?
Right.
Are you doing it because you want to live a romantic lifestyle just like Triple H and Stephanie did?
Yes. No, I brought it up only because like it's the only thing I've ever actually, I don't want to say thought through because I didn't think it through enough to get married, but it's just something that is like, oh yeah, that's...
I got you, buddy. I'm trying desperately to segue into wrestling.
I wonder,
so work with me.
Well, see, I was wrestling with that.
See, nice. It's like a double end trend do.
Yes. Which is French for, something to eat.
Two end tenders.
I'm starving.
Chicken tenders.
Well, you are allowed to wrestle your wife, right? You're not allowed to hit her. You're allowed to really wrestle her, grab her.
Oh, as long as you open hand slaps are acceptable. I think that's the way it
well,
works.
Well, no, speaking of. You can hit it with objects.
Objects?
Yeah.
I always said it's not cheating if you wear a condom and you don't look directly into the other person's eyes. It's not cheating.
Nice.
Don't look directly into their eyes for too long.
No, we can work that one out.
I think that, they, yeah, you have it a little wrong. I think it's actually if you don't get caught.
If you don't get caught.
You'll always get caught.
Awesome. So as we're wrestling with these big ideas, tonight obviously is the most important day of the sports year. The biggest day in sports.
The Olympics are back?
Is today. No, dude, the biggest day in sports. Everyone's going crazy. I know Keith is going crazy. Our buddy Nunrock is going insane. Our friend Larry is online going crazy. I actually think Larry's in the chat room today. Everyone's going insane. Everyone's excited because today is WrestleMania Sunday, the most important day of the sports calendar.
Don't you mean sports entertainment calendar?
Sports.
The
sports
WrestleMania season kicks off at 8:00 tonight.
WrestleMania season kicks off tonight at 8:00, and I think it closes at about 11:30. It's one of the shortest seasons of the year, but it's a beautiful match, a beautiful night.
What is that worth? A finny? $50 for that?
I'm looking right now. Yeah, $49.95. If I actually were going to pay for it, that's what I would.
Zoinks! That's very.
Who is Hulk Hogan fighting tonight?
I don't know that Hulk Hogan is involved.
Isn't
he might be.
Isn't he defending the title tonight?
He's fighting King Kong Bundy.
It's probably like the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, or King Kong
Bundy.
He's
fighting old age.
Like that.
That's what he's fighting, Keith. That's
and,
all he's fighting.
And
old
losing.
Age.
And
losing miserably.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the matches are. Here we go. Andre the Giant versus Big John Studd is listed in the matches. I think that might be a difficult match.
Does somebody win a suitcase of money at the end of that one? Or
Adrian Adonis is the guest referee.
No, so someone at the end of that wins a casket case filled with what they are right now because they're both dead guys.
Actually, wouldn't it be great if they advertised The Undertaker as the guest referee for that match as a WrestleMania match?
It really should be. Honestly, Undertaker still has not lost a WrestleMania match, and Undertaker's going for the world title tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's, I think, wrestling Batista.
Yeah, I'm going to try and fake my way through this because I just like to cover WrestleMania a little bit, but the thing is, I have not watched WWE since last WrestleMania.
Since there was an F at the end of it?
No, I've seen it once since there was an A. But yeah, at the end of every... I love World Wildlife, by the way. Every year, I only get WrestleMania. That's the only WWE event that I get. And if I remember last year, the whole big thing was Triple H was Conan the Barbarian. And John Cena came to the ring carrying a Tommy gun. And I'd like, you know, had like gangsters around.
Yeah, I think it was like there was a Hollywood theme last year. That might have been actually 2 years ago. Now that I think about it,
they should have themes.
Well, they had a Hollywood theme because they did it at the Staples Center in L.A. And they did all these short films, which were actually kind of clever, where they were like put wrestlers.
No, they weren't.
Taking
they were not clever.
Martin Scorsese and Spike Lee directed one.
They did not. Yeah, but you know what? Kind of like you, Chris, I don't watch wrestling anymore, and we used to be avid wrestling watchers.
Oh, no. I didn't say that I don't watch wrestling anymore. I'm not saying that I'm not an avid wrestling fan. I just don't watch the WWE.
Well, you know what's
funny? I am hopelessly addicted to formerly NWA TNA. Now it's just TNA because NWA is separated from it. I love that show. I watch that every week.
Do they have a big WrestleMania-like pay-per-view?
They don't have the one. That everything is, you know, they still haven't picked out which one is the big one yet. Uh-huh. I guess they got Bound for Glory, I guess, is a big one. They got Against All Odds, I think, is another one. Officer and a Gentleman, I think, is another one.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was the best one. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't remember which one is which, per se, but Bound for Glory is usually the big one, and Destination X is another one. Like they have cheesy names, but as far as the wrestling is concerned, the product is concerned, love it.
Who's in that? Anyone from the old days?
Kevin Nash is involved.
George the Animal Steel.
Kurt Angle is involved.
Brutus Beefcake.
Brutus Beefcake.
That's crazy because Brutus the Barber Beefcake is on my screen right now as I'm trying to find.
I thought you were going to say he was wrestling tonight. I was actually going to consider buying that and recording.
See,
it.
I'm going crazy because I desperately want to find out who's on the card, and no matter how I search on the web, I can't find who's
wrestling.
Even if
you go to like WrestleMania, WWE.com doesn't have it.
That's where I'm at. WWE.com tells you how to order it. It doesn't tell you who the card is or anything about it.
Is this the
must
one
be
where
a good card.
Donald Trump is cutting off his hair, or
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Is that the Money in the Bank match?
No, that is the Millionaire versus Millionaire match.
Ted DiBiase versus Trump.
Every man has his price, bro.
I'll give you the match rundown now, Chris.
Bill Gates versus Oprah.
I got it here.
Okay,
so we got
start from the bottom.
Let's see. Well, thanks, buddy. United States champion Chris Benoit versus MVP. What?
Yeah, we're not wrestling.
Who's MVP?
It's some Montel something something. It's his
initials. Oh, let's MVP see his is Monty Brown. That's Monty Brown. That's he was a TNA wrestler that actually jumped.
Is he a black guy?
Yes, he is.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he used to be called the alpha male Monty Brown. He was a great character in TNA. Yeah, that's who he is. Who else we got?
So who are you picking in that?
Oh, I'm not going to go through picks on each one because I have no idea. I'll go with Monty Brown, though, I guess.
Why do African-Americans have the last name Brown?
Speaking of, I think... You
know, I was asking Betty White the same question the other day.
Nice.
Where's... Oh, right there.
A little late, but... what happened with I was just going to say, as long as we're talking that way, the Brown, Bad News Brown, you know, sad news today. And by today, I mean like a month ago. He passed away about a month ago.
So Sad News Brown.
Sad News Brown is gone.
Who's that?
God rest his soul. He used to do the Ghetto Blaster, a.k.a. the Back Brain Kick, a.k.a. the Enziguri.
Was he an ECW guy?
No, he was a WWF guy in like the 80s.
Here might be...
Oh, I remember who you're talking about.
He used to wear a black leather glove, and he had one of the most uncomfortable looking bodies in the world that looked like he was made out of
wet
clay.
To the ring with a sewer rat.
That was towards the end, though.
Yeah,
he didn't always...
It was like him and Jake Snake.
Yeah, Bad News Brown. He originally started as Bad News Allen up in Stampede Wrestling, if you guys want to know. And then
serious or absolutely serious? Bad News Allen.
Bad News Allen was.
But that was only after Bad News Ted didn't really cut it.
So Bad News Allen, he came to WWF, and Vince decided that Allen wasn't ethnic enough, so he changed him to Bad News Brown.
Philip,
do you remember what his WrestleMania moment was?
His WrestleMania moment. I think, didn't he do something with, I guess his biggest thing, wasn't he involved with, like, I'm trying trying to think. He did some stuff with Bret Hart, didn't he? Wasn't there like some big...
But his big WrestleMania moment was actually when he fought Roddy Piper, and Roddy Piper came out in a half blackface.
Oh my God! That was
all
would be,
over his the half side of his
that
body.
That would be more of a Roddy Piper WrestleMania moment, I would think. But yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, he did.
When was that? I don't even remember that.
WrestleMania. It was after Roddy Piper retired and came back. Okay. I'd say he'd probably be around WrestleMania 8-ish.
Yeah, I was gonna say 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's one of the most disturbing things. You could YouTube it if you guys are interested.
And the NAACP award goes Rowdy Piper.
Yeah, it's absurd because he does half of the interview white and then he keeps turning his face and showing
his
black face.
I've actually seen that. One of the handful of wrestling events that I've actually seen. That's it.
Yeah, yes. I put a link to that on the message board a couple weeks ago.
He got shunned in Hollywood after that. That's why there was no They Live Too.
Put on the glasses.
Keith David was very upset.
Awesome. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com, where you can do stuff and other things that we worry about.
Monty Brown.
I do things from time to time.
Do you? I'm trying to get what other quick things, if I can. I want to look at this really quickly as we go through it. Who else we got? Kane versus the Great Khali. I have no idea who you are, so Kane wins. Women's champion Melinda versus Ashley. They're girls. ECW Originals versus New Breed. I always go with Originals, even though I don't know who they are. Money in the Bank ladder match. What's that all about?
Let's see. It's usually like every year. It's apparently the third year that they've done this. And it's basically like a battle royale.
Wait, that's right. Rob Van Dam won it a couple of years ago. I remember that.
Who's in it?
Looks like Randy Orton, Fit Finlay, Matt and Jeff Hardy. Wow, they both are there. King Booker. I don't know who that guy is. Edge and your favorite, Ken Kennedy.
Egg it.
Kennedy. Well, what's the deal behind that, though? Is it a battle royal? What's the...
I think it's like a ladder match. You know, let's see. It says...
The Money in the Bank. The Money in the Bank style one, though.
Yeah, they have to climb a ladder and grab a briefcase full of money. And then they get a title shot for whatever title they want.
Do they get to keep the money?
Figuratively speaking, yeah.
Awesome. And there's a couple other matches after that with champions and stuff. Well, I guess we'll talk about those later because I didn't even realize what time it was. That's why I just made a crazy, stupid noise.
We take you now to a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Chief.
Good morning, Vanessa. How are you? I'm a little bit afraid to hear what we sound like to you.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. How do I sound?
Oh, you sound terrific, as always. Delicious. Lovely. Fantastic. What's going on, buddy? How you doing? So you can hear us, though?
It's real low, but, you know, it's workable, I think.
Awesome.
I've got that echo back, though, that I missed so much.
How is that even possible?
I don't know, but I get to hear myself as soon as I say anything.
Now you shouldn't hear it anymore. Vanessa?
We should hear you, though.
Look at that, like magic.
If you leave that on, she's going to hear herself. If you shut that off, she won't hear herself.
And we won't hear her either.
Why wouldn't we hear her? We're not doing it. Shut the volume off. Vanessa, say something for me, could you?
Hi, kid.
She's fine.
Hi.
The volume is off, and you can hear her.
No,
say it
you
on the
cannot.
Microphone.
Hey, Vanessa, count to four for me, would you?
One.
How is that possible?
Wow, Vanessa can't count.
That's really
only two? She only got up to two.
Okay, whatever. It is what it is. By the way, the chat room just went off for some reason. Awesome. Everything's falling apart at once here on Best in Show, where professionalism rules, as always. Vanessa, try and get through it. I don't know what to say.
Welcome back,
I hate
Vanessa.
This place.
Oh,
all right. Well, can I just go? Yes.
Please.
Yes.
You guys can hear me.
You sound fantastic.
Awesome.
Please.
hoaxes, hijinks, and shenanigans. They're part of a global culture on this particular day, the day of April Fools. Perfect for Best in Show. Despite the fact that April 1st occurs once each and every year, it is amazing how many people will still fall like lemmings for a good prank. It's like the world has adopted an official day of the dumb, and we continue to celebrate it at the expense of others every year. So here are some of the top April Fool's Day hoaxes that have actually happened and people have actually fallen for. This is a list that was made by the Museum of Hoaxes in San Diego, and it's judged by notoriety, absurdity, and the number of people duped. So in 1957, the respected BBC news show Panorama announced that thanks to a very mild winter and the virtual elimination of the dreaded spaghetti weevil, Swiss farmers were enjoying a bumper spaghetti crop. It accompanied this announcement with footage of Swiss peasants pulling strands of spaghetti down from trees. And huge numbers of viewers were taken in, many calling up wanting to know how they could grow their own spaghetti trees. To this question, the BBC diplomatically replied that they should place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. In its April 1985 edition, Sports Illustrated published a story about a new rookie pitcher who planned to play for the Mets. His name was Sid Finch, and he could reportedly throw a baseball with startling pinpoint accuracy at 168 miles per hour. Surprisingly, Sid Finch had never even played the game before. Instead, he had mastered the art of the pitch in a Tibetan monastery. Mets fans everywhere celebrated at their team's amazing luck at having found such a gifted player, and Sports Illustrated was flooded with requests for more information. In reality, this legendary player only existed in the imagination of the writer of the article, George Plimpton. Sad, sad day for the Mets.
Nice.
In 1996, the Taco Bell Corporation announced that it had bought the Liberty Bell from the federal government and was renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. Hundreds of outraged citizens called up the National Historic Park in Philadelphia, where the bell is housed, to express their anger. Their nerves were only calmed when Taco Bell revealed that it was a practical joke a few hours later. The best line inspired by the affair came when the White House Press Secretary Mike McMurray was asked about the sale, and he responded that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold, though to a different corporation, and would now be known as the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial. In 1992, National Public Radio's Talk of the Nation program announced that Richard Nixon, in a surprise move, was running for president again. His new campaign slogan was, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I won't do it again." Accompanying this announcement were audio clips of Nixon delivering his candidacy speech. Listeners responded viscerally to the announcement, flooding the show with calls expressing shock and outrage, only to learn in the second half of the show that Nixon's voice was impersonated by comedian Rich Little. In 1998, Burger King published a full-page advertisement in USA Today announcing the introduction of a new item to their menu, a left-handed Whopper, specially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans. According to the advertisement, the new Whopper included the same ingredients as the old Whopper, but all the condiments were rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of their left-handed customers. The following day, Burger King issued a follow-up release revealing that although the left-handed Whopper was a hoax, thousands of customers had actually gone into restaurants requesting the new sandwich. Simultaneously, according to the press release, many others requested their own right-handed version. In 1976, the British astronomer Patrick Moore announced on BBC Radio 2 that at 9:47 a.m., a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event was going to occur that listeners could experience in their very own homes. The planet Pluto would pass behind Jupiter, temporarily causing a gravitational alignment that would counteract and lessen the Earth's own gravity. Moore told his listeners that if they jumped in the air at the exact moment of this planetary alignment, they would experience a strange floating sensation. When 9:47 a.m. arrived, BBC Two began to receive hundreds of phone calls from listeners claiming to have felt the sensation. One woman even reported that she and her 11 friends had risen from their chairs and floated across the room. And in 1982, the Daily Mail reported that local manufacturers had sold 10,000 rogue bras that were causing a unique and unprecedented problem, not to the wearers, but to the public at large. Apparently, the support wire in these bras had been made of a kind of copper originally designed for use in fire alarms. When this copper came into contact with nylon and body heat, it produced static electricity, which in turn was interfering with local television and radio broadcasts. The chief engineer of British Telecom, upon reading the article, immediately ordered that all his female laboratory employees disclose what type of bra they were wearing. So April Fool's jokes are typically revealed by noon on April 1st. You guys had your own little April Fool's today, but you gave it up early. Those two guys were smooth together, though.
Weren't they? Weren't they? It impressed the hell out of me because it was...
They were doing pretty well, but for the rest of today, play it safe. Don't be an April Fool. Trust no one until tomorrow. I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
Awesome, Vanessa. As always, a fantastic report. I'm a little confused. Like I said, I love half of the stuff in there. I don't understand how half of the things get over. Like the underwire bra causing.
I wear one of those every Sunday morning. That's why we have so many technical
that's
problems.
That's the problem this year. Yeah, but like the left-hander whopper, I think was great. That's one of my favorite things ever in the history of the world. I love all that and the 168 mile per hour fastball pitcher is terrific. I never even heard of this guy before. I never heard of the George Plimpton.
You never heard of George Plimpton?
I've heard of George Plimpton. I've never heard of the George Plimpton.
Sid Finch?
You know, Sid Finch joke. No, I never heard that.
I don't either.
I want to visit the Taco Liberty Bell, man. That sounds like a good place to visit.
Oh, man. Bean burritos with no onions. They've got to be terrific.
See, I think that's my favorite. And the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial.
Yeah, you're in the chat room, your buddy, our buddy Larry. I say your buddy because he really is your buddy. But I guess he's a buddy of all of us, isn't he? But yeah, he seemed to get excited with Sid Finch. So he obviously knew something about the Sid Finch thing. I guess I'd never heard it before. It was just nuts.
I think the fact that there's a museum of hoaxes is probably the best part of the story.
It doesn't even really exist. It doesn't exist anyplace in the world. That's the hoax. That's the whole thing behind it.
The Pirates once made up a guy named Sid Bream, but he actually played for like 10 years. They really keep their jokes going.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm a little concerned with the way that the phone situation is going. Vanessa, do we sound okay to you? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's actually, the echo went away, and you guys are kind of mellowed out, too. You're just very low, but I hear everybody.
Yeah, one of these days, the computers and everything might work right, but it more than likely won't.
Don't you believe it.
No, one day, the day that the show is over, which that was, we're talking about April Fool's pranks, that was almost the angle that we went with this morning, that we were just going to quit the show.
We should have done a smooth show for 2 hours.
I was expecting Keith to quit the show.
That would be
walk
a good
out,
joke.
And then at noon, come back.
Yeah, I wanted to actually do something like that, like end the show, quit the show. Except then, when the joke was over, none of us come back ever, and it's just over, and we're all the better for it.
I'm playing an April Fool's joke on my diet today, by the way. I'm going to eat Burger King and fried chicken and all kinds of stuff.
I should probably do something like that.
You're going to get a left-handed burger.
Yeah.
I should probably do that, really, because I bought a.
I'm going to get no carb pizza, and at the end say April Fool.
Awesome. They have I went to the supermarket this week, and I actually bought the new white nacho Doritos, even though I'm on a no carb diet, and it's just sitting in a bag because I was afraid that they would run out.
Oh, bring them in here.
No, definitely not on the air.
Bring them in here.
It'll sound really great.
Let me show you me folding a piece of paper. Never imagine everyone eating nachos.
Ow!
Awesome. By the way, not only is Larry here twice, he's now here 3 times, as I'm going to do my own little joke for the chat room over and over again. I love April Fools. You know what? I actually fell for the Stern April Fools prank a couple of years ago when all of a sudden the next one morning, like, there was some like
Spanish station on.
No,
or something
it,
like
it
that.
Wasn't Spanish. It was just like a hey, it's an entertainment
it was too wacky
tonight.
Morning, guys,
it's
yeah.
wacky morning. Hey, and here's the news. And he went with it for like a good 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was a cab driver.
Went through commercial breaks and everything.
Well, that's what I thought you guys were going to do to us. Actually, I thought you were going to keep us on the air for like an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, you know
like,
what?
And, bastards.
And then TPX Ray is going to be calling saying, hey, you know what? Best in show. I think maybe you guys should be moving. I like this new Vito and Freddy show.
We want to tweak the show slightly. You guys are off.
I want this German and Italian Greek guy.
Whatever he is.
I'm being honest. I do think it went very well. I like the way you guys came off. I think you guys had something.
I think Fred was a fantastic host.
Oh, you sound sexy, girl.
He's dreaming.
Nice.
What's... Hey, Vanessa, what's up? I'm getting married. You want to be my mistress?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Oh.
That was very coquettish.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, actually, the way this whole...
April Fool's.
Oh. Awesome.
You made me have an April Fool's in my pants.
Awesome. literally years ago.
Ah, I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry, Josh.
Before, you have way too much testosterone in that room.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's really.
We're all gonna fight later.
It smells great.
I was gonna say it's sexy and smells terrific. Oh. That's what it does. Yeah, you know, years ago, with the actual idea of Freddie doing a talk radio show, actually, it was something, it was in the works, it was a thought for you.
I just didn't want to work with you.
Oh, no, and I understand that, but, you know, now you don't have to be the perennial flake anymore. You got a perfect partner for you. You and Vito, I see something for you guys in the future.
I'm your straight man.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
April Fool's.
Awesome. All right, this computer is starting to do insane things right now. Vanessa, we love you to death, but we're going to have to end this because this phone is now about to start making things explode. Do you have any April Fool's final wishes that you want to let everybody know about how much life is awful for us because we suck?
I love you.
We love you too. Wait a minute.
April Fool's.
God damn it, I knew it was coming. Awesome. Vanessa Cheatwood with a fantastic report, as always, here on bestinshowradio.com. As soon as I hit play.
Hello, this is Robert Rodriguez, and you're listening to Best in Show.
The Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat Factory.
Don't be afraid to care.
Mad Beat Factory.
Leave, but don't leave me.
The Mad Beat Chemist, who is on Friday nights live, and I think, if he's not a liar, he's on live Saturdays, too.
Bringing you the finest in reggae, roots, rock, steady, ska, dub, dancehall, raga, drum and bass, and jungle. MadBeatFactory.com in no way implies nor condones the use of illegal drugs. Mad Beat Factory Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear Friday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on TPXRadio.com.
We're honestly the stupidest things in the world. We're stupid and we're gross. We're filthy. We're like little animals that like ooze smelly things. And we think we're better than the other smelly things based on how we're not like them. I hate being a person. Thank you. Good night. You listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX. Keep listening to us because we're the only not gross people in the world.
Lou Diamond!
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to It Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You can be It Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock makes scissors. Scissors cut paper.
Send an email to title@turkeyvan.com with your 5 hand choices, and you could be the new It Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion. Warning, It Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyvan.com.
Best in show, Rosario Dawson, loving it live.
Awesome. Welcome back. You know, we probably should have sent that set that commercial break up that we don't come back dry, like maybe with like a music bed behind us so we sound like human beings, but, you know, that would involve far too much thought. A couple of interesting things in there, if you didn't hear. We have, some of those interesting commercial bits, if you will, little celebrity
things. I love that song you do, man. That song you do is great.
What do I do? I don't know what you're talking about. Those are the commercials. Whatever the network makes us play.
Could you make that my best man speech? I hate being a person. We're just smelly, stupid little things. My mother would love that.
Congratulations to the bride and groom.
It really is true.
Make people.
Yeah, but the one thing I did want to throw out in there, all those celebrity things, I got to say special thanks to our buddy Vito, who's here today, for getting those celebrity drops, if you will. That truly was Robert Rodriguez, and truly was Rosario Dawson on the show. We got to be thankful for the fact that they're here, and I won't say anything about horse faces or anything like that.
Can I just say, hot.
Like, I never thought she was that attractive until I saw her in person. She's absolutely radiant. Like, she's really, really good looking.
Cute. He comes off her.
Right? Well, yeah.
She's en fuego.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's awesome that she's, you know, that we have a thing of her, that we actually have a legitimate celebrity, you know, really, you know, that said something about our show, that we're playing on the show here. I think that's really cool. But I'm not going to be a liar and think that, you know, and make believe that I think she's attractive
Why would you?
That. I still think she's pretty hideous. I think she's a decent actress, but I think she's fairly unattractive.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Oh, by the way, she just bought her own radio network and she's listening to our show.
She bought TPX Radio? What?
That was my April Fool's joke, because I didn't tell you till now.
Okay, hey, what's...
Sorry, guys. I was being asked in the chat room, did we get Tarantino? This is a special one, specifically for Brian.
Hello, this is Quentin Tarantino. And Brian, you suck.
Another fan.
Yeah. A little heartbreaking to me. I wanted him to say something about Best in Show Radio in there, too, because I would actually make that into a commercial. Just Quentin Tarantino saying, Brian, you suck. I think that should just be like your answering machine message.
Nice.
But, yeah, good stuff, Vito. Thank you so much for taking care of that yesterday.
Yeah,
And going forward, now you've officially made it that has to be your job going forward, and you love doing this.
You have to have drops from A-list celebrities every week.
Let me show you how I did it. Like, I did it actually on my iPod.
Oh, like the voice memo thing?
Yeah, it's a really cool little gadget.
I got news for you.
Oh, really? I didn't know. Well, mine, you probably can't do that.
See that? Yeah, look. Mm-hmm. It's something you just connect right
to. Oh,
you can
just buy that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, that's the thing. We on Creative Labs, that was part of the drive behind when I first bought a Creative Labs MP3 player instead of an iPod, is the fact that you could do voice recording on it. The Zune does not offer that option like that did, but that was a big thing. I was psyched on the whole thing. When you mentioned it yesterday and said iPod record, it confused me at first.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, no,
iPod's catching up to Microsoft. Before you know it, they might take the marketplace in this MP3 player thing.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I'd been asked to do some freelance interviewing for this website called MeV.com, and I went to this. It's called the Sci-Fi Channel Upfronts, which is basically like a press junket, but for the network and to show you what's going to come in the next year. So I interviewed like a couple of people from sci-fi shows, like somebody from Battlestar Galactica, somebody from Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and Who Wants a Stargate. Was the other one. And, you know, and so I needed that to do that. So I just went that day and went to the Apple store and bought it.
How much
then?
How much one of those things set you back?
$60.
And do they work for the Nano as well, or only for the iPod video ones?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's good for all iPods. You could just, you know, hook it in and just see. But I'm pretty sure it works for all of them.
Awesome. I got to get one of those and steal my wife's iPod now.
Yeah, it's really excellent.
And Brian, who just bought an iPod, you're going to have to do the same thing.
Oh, and apparently Windows Vista is now making adjustments, so iTunes will work with it. That was the big problem. I told you a couple of days ago there was a problem with Windows Vista, and it was related to iTunes.
The year is 2007. I just upgraded to XP. Talk to me about Vista when Windows, you know... Snagnerficins comes out like 26 years from now.
Keith, have you ever had a Mac?
Do
you have a Mac or
no? I have an old desktop with Windows XP, but in purchasing a new one, it's more convenient to get Windows Vista for the price range I'm going for. So I'll have to deal with.
See, I'm opting not to do it. But now you're saying that they've resolved. iTunes was the only big problem.
Well, I'm sure other software has had problems, too.
What about my files? Do they look good on it? No, my personal files. Did you look through those?
No, they say you're richer than you are. It's going to confuse you.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I mean, so maybe Vista's the way that I go. The only thing I knew about Vista is that video that was circulating on the internet with Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show trying to install Vista.
I heard about that.
And because he had such issues with it, his video that he put out was basically him taking the discs and putting them in a paper shredder.
He was installing it into his paper shredder.
Yeah, that's the best way to install
it. Just buy a Macintosh and you got Vista. It's basically the same exact thing.
I got news for you. I bought my wife the iMac for our wedding anniversary last year. By the way, wait till you start to give them what anniversary gifts. Those are good. Because you have to outdo yourself every year, regardless of when they say, this is paper, this is pen.
So I'll start real low, but I'll start real low. I'll give her
Do you do those? Do you follow those rules?
No. Well, I follow the rules of you have to go, they have to be incrementing in value.
Did you get her a paper?
No.
No.
Freddie, give her a dollar.
I'll give her a buck.
Yeah. First year, give her a rock. The second year, a rock and
a boulder.
Nice. Before you, year 12 when
here's
she's
your mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Year 12 when she's underneath an avalanche. You say, baby, it's part of the gift. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. But yeah, I got hurt my wife the iMac for our anniversary last year.
You don't like it?
I've been a Windows guy my entire life, and I desperately want to not like the Mac. OS X Tiger or whatever the hell it is. And it really is phenomenal. I don't want to say it, like, but it's phenomenal.
Have you messed around with GarageBand, the software yet?
It's awesome.
No, I didn't.
I have that, man.
I have it. I'm trying to.
I played with it a little bit. I didn't go too crazy because, I mean, I'm not going to bring instruments into my kitchen because that computer is actually set up in the kitchen so my wife, you know, could, you know, use it while keeping an eye on the baby. So, but yeah, it really is a great thing. Actually, with all of our computer problems, I should give her six of our computers and we take her one iMac and everything will work perfectly, probably.
I get my porn really good on my iMac. Awesome. It streams very well.
You have an iMac?
Yes. Not an iMac. I'm just a Macintosh computer.
What, the PowerBook?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Actually, Vito, you just got a PowerBook. You actually called
it's a MacBook Pro, actually. It's a little bit...
PowerBook, MacBook Pro, ProBook, Macker. I don't know. I don't know all the delicious things about it.
McDonald's, Trump.
I know that Macca was my favorite Beatle. That's about all I know. It's not even true anymore.
Macca's changing their name.
What?
They're changing the name to the iMacaroni.
Mmm, starving. I would love some iMacaroni.
That was an April Fool's joke.
Ah, you got me.
But I'm still starving.
The other, some other April Fool's jokes that are going out there as I try to do stuff. You want to talk about an April Fool's joke?
Yes.
It's not an April Fool's joke. This week at work, see, here's the thing. I'm in a quandary.
Gay.
Well, yeah, I am gay, but I'm in a quandary. I'm in this position. When we do this show, we try and do it... in a somewhat clean, somewhat not shock jockey way as much as possible on a weekly basis, week in and week out. I know. Oh, wow, by the way, Larry's in the chat room. That's fourth time. We try not to do actually, oh, look at that. It looks like Gravy's buddy Angela is in the chat room from the Monty Love interview from like 6 months ago. Hopefully she'll call in later on 877-744-6405 and curse and make the show ruined.
Is that the girl we tried to have an intervention with on the air?
Yes, that
about
was
her dirty language with her father.
We sure did. I just looked at the chat room for the first time in a while and saw that. But back to my point. We try not to do too filthy. Good segue from Angela. We try not to go dirty, and we try and keep it like, you know, kind of above boards, if you will. There's something that happened to me this week that is impossible for me to ignore, and I have to bring it up, and it's shock jocky, and I apologize in advance for being that guy that brings it up, but I got to talk to you about the bathroom. Okay.
You're painting it?
Yeah, no, not my personal bathroom, like your bathroom habits, going to the bathroom, doing things. So this week, I hope my coworker who did this to me is not listening, but he might be. I go to the bathroom at work this week. I have I go into the bathroom and do my whole thing. And
how many stalls are in the bathroom?
There are three stalls in the bathroom.
Three stalls? Okay.
I took the center one. Because,
oh, why?
Because the other two were taken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and I had business to take care of. Then one of the stalls stood up. We'll get three stalls of business. We will totally get into bathroom etiquette. Again, this is, okay, like okay. I said, I know it's so shock jockey, but this is stuff I just have to get off my chest. It's something that's bothering me. So we go through the whole, I go through the bathroom, and then the stall next to me clears up. Then one of the guys that I work with comes in and takes the stall next to me, you know, the stall to clear up. And he realizes that it's me inside, and he now thinks it's appropriate to have a long conversation with me while I'm in the bathroom.
Unacceptable.
Okay. To the point that I actually said, dude... I'm a little busy right now. I can't do this right now.
It was more like, dude, I'm a little busy right now.
No. Dude, I'm so ruined, it just falls right out. There's no straining.
It's like a hot dog through a hallway type of thing.
Not quite that tight. But, he keeps talking to me, and and I'm telling him, dude, I'm a little busy right now. I can't do this. Then it gets to the point, he goes quiet for a couple seconds, and then says... You know what the best part about being in the bathroom is? You gotta have one of these. And he reaches under the stall to show me his BlackBerry, which has his golf game that he's playing while he's crapping.
Some poop on it, probably.
And I've got news for you. This is not the first time that someone has reached under a stall with me.
I remember the other story to this. I know.
We'll get to that one. We'll get to that one. But is there anything... You all right, buddy? You sound like you're going to die over there.
It's gross.
Yeah, is there it's anything horrifying. More horrific than a dude wanting to be your buddy? Like, there's a whole... etiquette to urinals.
That's what the playground is for.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. You know what? That's what you're... I sit next to the guy. You know? Talk to me in the day. Which, by the way, I hope he's not listening. I can't stand him. I can't stand the guy. He's not a guy that I work with. He's a new sales guy, and he's the corniest cheese ball jerk I've ever dealt with in my entire life. I can't wait for people that I work with to tell him this tomorrow, because I know some people that I work with will do it. But he's not even a jerk. He's just corny. He's like I won't do that.
But he's what?
He's a what? No, 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 no.
You're gonna say nationality?
No, nothing like that.
You're gonna name somebody we know probably.
No, I wouldn't do anything of the sort. But so, whatever. But I mean, but like the whole thing of talking to someone in the bathroom while they're crapping. Like, yeah. I said, in a urinal, I'm uncomfortable. You should be staring straight in front of you, not talking to the person next to you. Maybe if someone's at a urinal and you're at the sink, you could maybe say, hey, man, something like that. But that's about it. But
do you think you could have done anything to like if I was, I don't know, why didn't you like wipe yourself and then like throw it on his side or something? Like just have him to shut up. You couldn't do anything to make him shut up?
Yeah, take his BlackBerry and run out of the bathroom.
Take his BlackBerry. You know, just be like, bro.
Take his BlackBerry and use it.
Why don't you just be honest and say, I'm doing my business. Can I talk to you when we get outside? Is that like, why don't you be grown up about it? My
exact words were, dude, I can't really talk to you right now because I'm a little occupied at the moment. I think, or I don't know if I said, like, oh, I'm taking care of business. I said something to that effect that I can't. Like,
and then he continued to talk. After he
went silent for about 30 to 45 seconds, and then showed me his BlackBerry, his BrownBerry.
Yeah,
it was hideous, and I just couldn't even imagine. Like, to me, going to the bathroom, there's a whole ritual involved with me because I'm somewhat germ phobic, and so I have a whole thing that I do. And like, he took me totally out of my game, and it made me insane to deal with this.
Did you touch his BlackBerry?
Oh yeah, obviously. I mean, I took a couple of shots. I mean, I got a hole in one. It was great. But there's a certain like I said, I have like issues. I have bathroom issues. Like when I go to the bathroom, because other people that I work with make fun of me because I come into the bathroom. It's like I might as well bring a briefcase in with me. I bring Clorox wipes, I bring wet ones, and I bring air freshener and my MP3 player and my BlackBerry.
You look like a maid.
Yeah, exactly. But I settle in and I take care of things. To the point that when, just so you know, you got to clean the flusher. You got to clean the seat. You got to clean the under seat, and you have to clean the handle on the lock to the door.
Okay, I'm asking you this: why don't you just put paper down on it and then use your feet for everything else? Why can't you use your feet to kick everything in?
Paper feels disgusting when it sticks to you.
Why is it sticking to you? It's not wet. What do you mean?
Well,
you
when I go to the bathroom,
you put the paper over the toilet seat. You sit down.
Yeah, I don't like the idea.
And then you use everything with your feet.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I have a combination of both things. I do the minimal washing on the thing. Even washing it down, it's not clean enough for me to sit on it. I have to put the paper down. Yeah, I can't believe
that
you're filthy
enough
to sit down on the thing.
With Clorox?
Yeah.
I wash it with Clorox. I wait a couple of seconds before
doing
it.
Washing it. That's as dirty as going to the bathroom washing that toilet. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm never going to touch your BlackBerry ever.
Yeah. I'm never touching you again.
Why would you? Whoa, for the record, my BlackBerry is in my hands, and then when I'm done, it goes in my pocket.
But it's in your hands, the same hands that you used to before you sat down clean the.
With Clorox!
All right.
With Clorox. I literally have Clorox. I'll show you my tool bag. I keep Clorox and wet ones in my tool bag just in case I have to go. By the way, I'm being asked in the chat room, why do I poop at work? Because I'm a person, and when you gotta go, you gotta go. You gotta take care of things. I work in the field a lot, so I mean, I'm always all over the place. I'm in bathrooms, you know, anywhere. You know which buildings have the cleaner bathrooms, which bathrooms have the buildings have the worst bathrooms. You get used to that stuff, and it's an important thing to me.
The worst place I ever duded was the Staten Island Ferry. On the ferry, it's the worst place ever. There's no stalls. There's no stall doors.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to go so bad.
You never went in CBGB's, huh?
Oh my god! There's like two homeless guys like watching me go to the bathroom. I felt like, oh.
You know, I have two funny things. Like one at the ferry. One time I went to the ferry terminal, Manhattan side. And I just had to go urinate, and I was looking, and I'm looking down, and it's like, wow, someone went to the bathroom all over the floor. And then I looked again, and I don't mean like urinated on the floor because it was like behind a stall, but then I looked again, and it was all red. Someone was bleeding all over the floor, and it was just like kind of like, I guess they were still bleeding because it kept coming towards my
foot. Well, I can understand that. Sometimes things happen in a restroom. You have to be careful.
And the other one is you mentioned CBGBs, right?
Yeah, actually, it's Vanessa just went crazy in the chat room and put pooping at CBGBs. Are you effing kidding me? Actually, a mutual friend of all of ours pooped on the single toilet in the center of the room with no stall at CBGBs. Oh. Our buddy James from North Carolina that was here a couple of weeks back, he actually has a picture of this friend of ours crapping on the toilet in the middle of CBGB's.
That's a gnarly one, man.
Which, if you're not from New York, if you've never been to CBGB's, it literally, like, it's maybe the filthiest place on the face of the
planet.
Train spotting.
Think train spotting plus.
That's a little, like I said, that's a little cleaner. Yeah. It's one of the most awful places in the world. And we have a friend, like, sitting there, and the picture's like him sitting, relaxing. I think he even has a book in his hand. Like, he's just like,
Do you remember going to the Cargo? Going to the bathroom in the Cargo.
By the way, VL Chop literally in the chat room at the same time said that's the train spotting bathroom. Awesome.
Yeah, but I didn't know which one was the men's or the women's. So I used to always go to the women's bathroom, not knowing.
Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need me to help you?
Oh my god.
How can you not go to the women's?
Okay, I'm going into the
look
bathroom.
At my BlackBerry.
She has a dress on, or is it overalls? No, I'm just going to go into the bathroom.
No, I thought it was a unisex bathroom. I thought there was only one, and I didn't realize there was a door on the other side of the bar.
I'm really into unisex, by the way. It's so hot. Yeah. I think that bathroom at the Cargo actually moved. I actually think the men's used to be the women's and the women's used to be men's. I think they did swap at one point. Not that I've been to that place in years and that I like that place because I hate that guy that runs it. But
actually, I can't think of a second bathroom in there. I don't think there was a
there's one on the
bathroom
left,
in there.
There's one on the left side of the bar, one on the right side of the bar. One over by the pool table is where the men's bathroom is now. The one on the other side going to the patio used to be, as we talk local. For all those who come to the Cargo, just so you know where you're heading.
I think it was probably 5 years ago the last time.
They
I was
have
there,
mirrors that. Back at the Cargo if you want to do cocaine. They have mirrors back at the Cargo in the bathroom.
I don't need mirrors. Right off the key, it works perfectly.
Off the toilet, off the rim
just
of the toilet.
Put it on the
rim
of the toilet. There you go.
It's like Clorox.
By the way, in case anyone forgot, this filthy conversation is happening on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPXRadio.com, where you can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Or you can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show Keith, or Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Brian. You can also get us in the chat room at TPXRadio.com or BestinShowRadio.com. Click on contact, click on chat.
Why am I always on the end when you say that? You looking to brush me off either way?
Kind of. No, I did reverse and first. What? Something. I don't know. It's just filthy. Just bathrooms are filthy. This all ties into the whole promo thing. People are disgusting. We're filthy, awful, awful creatures.
It's true.
That like, not even, not to be shocking and talk about even poo so much. Like, eating.
Yeah, I was going to say, as revolting as pooping is, eating is like,
watching
world's worse. Yeah.
Take just like, some sort of sustenance and smash it into their little mouths.
If you hear it, that's what's bad.
Pounding it into a liquid is like you're using your like dull teeth to like mince
me,
it down into like a
allow
liquid form.
Allow me to pulverize this flesh
enough
into
so
something
that your
smooth.
Throat can like suck it down in its
and
its
smash
vaguely
it
liquid
people
form. It's awful.
Filthy.
It's awful.
We're hideous.
What about when people eat on the bus? You know, actually, at my job, people come up to my window and they're talking to me with food flying out of their mouth. It's like, what, you couldn't wait. Like, you were literally going to be in here for a minute and 30 seconds at the most, and you couldn't wait to eat that.
Subways. You ever see someone eating chicken McNuggets on a Subway?
Well, Subways smell good anyway, so that's why you want to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, could you think of a worse place? Wait, oh, hold on. The CBGB's bathroom or this sewer I would prefer to eat before a Subway. It's just disgusting.
Go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
For some reason, on the ferries, on the Staten Island ferries, whenever anyone gets the nachos and cheese on the ferries, that just is revolting. As bad as, like, the hot dogs are with
that
the
isn't even cheese, Brian. That's something else, man. I don't even know what that is.
I got news for you. I'm oddly attracted to that plastic-tasting-smelling cheese.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't think I would eat it on the ferry.
It's watching someone doing it on the ferry is just like...
I don't think
I
do it on the ferry, but even like at a 7-Eleven, I will get those nacho chips with that cheese, which is the same thing as the ferry, with like chili on top of it, too.
You should do that in secret, like in a bathroom with your Clorox or something. That should not happen in a public
room. When the guy offers the BlackBerry underneath, offer him a nacho at the same time. Oh, thanks, bro. How about you?
Dip it right in the cheese and hand it back to him.
Yeah, that's gross. So eating in the bathroom? Have you ever eaten in the bathroom? Like pooing and eating at the same time? It's disgusting.
In the chat room, when I was younger, I understood the idea of bringing a bag of Doritos into the bathroom with me when I crap. I definitely did. I'm talking like being a 12-year-old kid. By the way, whenever you cough, you're really doing it because you're almost going to vomit. It's really terrific. We got to focus the camera on him. Yeah. He looks like he's going to pass out every time. In the chat room, our buddy Vealchop is pointing out that he has a problem with the people at the urinal that have to put their hands on the wall in front of them like they're getting frisked by the cops.
And they lean their head up the forehead like they're working or something. Like, oh,
you know,
God, this
if you're
is
vocal,
a long
if you're
run.
Taking, yeah, if you're taking a pee and you're vocally, you're like, oh, this is great.
Sam Kinison used to have a bit about that. He used to think like, you know, like, what could you possibly be in so much pain for that you're like, oh, God. Pee-pee hurt, want to die.
Kidney stones.
But you're going to tell... Well,
that's different.
But you're going to tell me that there's not something... And again, I hate that we're doing the shock jock conversation, but I mean, it's out there already. You're going to tell me there's not something incredibly euphoric borderline at being in a restroom? No matter which way you're eliminating, you don't think that there's something fantastic about that? That's like one of the greater feelings in the world.
No doubt. I talking about like...
No diggity. I got to bag it up.
When you were saying like they used to bring a bag of Doritos into the bathroom while you were pooping, when I was in college,
again,
I used to have...
I just want to point out, when I was young,
okay,
13,
when you were younger,
14 years old.
When I was in college, I used to drink very heavily, so I didn't want to stop drinking. So I would go... And take a shower while...
Don't make you a bad person.
Take a shower while peeing and drinking beer. Like all at the same time.
Well, the shower thing I understand. I've definitely taken beers into the shower before. I've definitely taken... Back when I used to smoke, I used to bring an ashtray into the shower with me. I swear to God. And Brian is nodding in agreement.
I used to live with this guy who was like he was a big smoker. I smoke as well, but I'm not a pro like this guy. I walked in the bathroom once and he was smoking while brushing his teeth. I was freaking floored. I know. I was like, "What the heck? You can't stop for the 30 seconds that it takes you to
Well,
this.
I've got tobacco infused toothpaste, but it wasn't doing it enough.
It's gross. It's gross too when you see people smoking and eating at the same time.
Yeah,
it's,
that repulses me. I'm a smoker, disgusting. And that repulses me. Yeah,
don't bother me.
Just the smoky. I was smoky food going down your throat.
I know a lot of smokers that wouldn't be able to eat. If someone was smoking in the room with them, even though they are a smoker,
I'm a little like that.
Yeah, that didn't bother me at all.
I think the worst smell is when somebody puts their cigarette out because they want to relight it when they come back.
Oh, and then they relight it.
That smell of...
Wait, the put-out cigarette?
The put-out cigarette is one of the most horrendous smells, I think, in the world.
Cigarettes in general are pretty filthy, disgusting smelling.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that sound is either. There's some sort of something nuts going on.
It's a Subway or something.
It's probably filthy.
It's jihad in the Stop and Shop.
What in God's name is that? A motorcycle's out on the street. That's what that is. That's Keith's super sensitive microphone.
Wow.
That's motorcycles out like a block away.
I invited some
bikers
over.
I thought that was
a
Motley Crue song.
I was about to say, it sounds like the beginning of Girls, Girls, Girls.
I invited some bikers over.
Forever being the princess that she is, Angela's pointing out in the chat room that she used to drink beer on the train on the way to babysit the child that she used to take care of. Angela, you're a princess. An absolute princess.
A pro.
Fantastic. Wait, she didn't... And that's wrong to not even save any for the child.
Honestly.
You should have her as your nanny, man. You enjoy need a nanny, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, please, come over, take care of my kids.
It's the Fonz. The Fonz is showing up. Hey!
No, see, the Fonz was way too cool to smoke.
Or drink. The funniest thing, Monty ever came up with, he wanted to make a t-shirt with the Fonz on it, right? And then underneath it says, AIDS.
One of Monty's really good. It's good ideas.
I totally want that t-shirt now.
AIDS. Wasn't the original Yeehaw Guy t-shirt supposed to be the Fonz saying like A something or anything?
No,
like?
It was supposed to say, it was what you said the Fonz says on like our first show, I think.
Hey,
which was,
how you doing? was,
you said that his big line was hey. Was hey.
What, didn't you say that?
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. Oh my God.
Awesome, and Vanessa's pointing out that she remembers me having an ashtray in the shower. I mean, that used to be a regular thing. Smoking while, and Larry's pointing out he smokes while shaving. I used to smoke. I used to smoke a lot.
Newports, too. No, that wasn't... Newports,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I was a professional. Yeah, I have no desire to smoke a cigarette at all.
The fiberglass cigarette.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. It's just... you know what I like about cigarettes? I like the smell of a cigarette after the fact.
Like on a person? Like if a person smokes a cigarette and they give you a hug or something?
I've got to be honest. Like if someone else, like my smoking friends, if they come near me after they've had a cigarette, I kind of I have a longing feeling about it. It's like, I remember those days. I used to really enjoy that. Whereas if I try, and because my wife, I mean, she doesn't anymore, but for a long time after I quit, my wife still smoked. And she would, you know, I would occasionally grab a cigarette from her, you know, and try and say, oh, you know what, yeah, I'm going to just have one. And I could never get, like, 2-3 tracks. I'd have no interest anymore. It didn't do it for me anymore.
What about the smell, like, on their fingers? You know, like, where they
I've never
down?
Been, I've never smelt anyone's fingers specifically after
No, but I mean, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, like, you can, like, somebody's hands by your face, you can smell it.
What?
Oh, my God.
What
rose is your face? The guy is choking you.
Wait, bro, hold on a second. I just had a cigarette. Here, you want to smell my fist? Like, why would you be smelling someone's hands?
No, he's right. It's absolutely awful. I'm like an amateur smoker. I smoke when I'm drinking, and I usually smoke a lot when I'm drinking, so I'll suck down like a pack in the 2 or 3 hours it takes me to drink. At the next day when I wake up, literally my fingertips are just yellow, like around the, not only on the fingernail and the finger itself, but underneath the fingernail, and you can't scrape that stuff off.
Yeah.
And it smells like I've jammed my fingers up my butt for the last like 3 hours.
What are you smoking?
I smoke Lucky Strike cigarettes. But there's no filter.
It smell like a bung.
I swear to God, it smells like...
See, I don't know about that.
It's bad. They're awful.
Shat-filled cigarettes.
I mean, they taste delicious.
I am a smoker. I've been trying to quit. I've been cutting down.
Like you smoke?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Well, oh, you're not talking about cigarettes.
No, I am talking about cigarettes. Not crack. No, not crack.
Seriously, when did you start smoking cigarettes?
Oh, I've been smoking for the past, like, 4 years now.
Oh, congratulations. It's always good to start in, like, your mid-20s. Yeah, mid to late 20s is always the best time to start smoking.
Perfect. I'm such a loser.
Yeah, really? I mean, I was at least smart. I started when I was 11. And I quit.
Next call.
You know what? I started very late smoking. I started when I was, like, maybe 22 years old. You're smoking again, aren't you?
Hey, look, he's dying.
It's not even intentional. I've been sick all week, and I finally got better, I thought.
I started when I was, like, 22, I think, smoking. And it lasted maybe 8 years or something. But, I mean, I used to do it on and off. As a matter of fact, our buddy Larry in the chat room, I think, is the first person I ever had a cigarette from. Huh. And I asked him for a cigarette, and I practically choked to death on it.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, I was in my early 20s, so it was kind of lame.
Yeah, it's cool, though. It's really cool. You definitely looked cool, and chicks thought you were
hip. Well, no, once I figured out how to smoke them, I looked awesome.
It makes you look older.
At 11 years old, how did you get your first pack?
At 11 years old, it was...
They were selling them to you. Mommy wanted them.
Well, I was going to say, we're talking about the early 80s, my friend.
No, I remember there buying was them no, for my mom and stuff.
There was
yeah.
no problem walking into a store and saying, hey, can I have a pack of Marlboro Light menthol? It's for my mom out in the car. And they would hand them to you.
Yeah.
Well, how about I date myself a little bit? When did you smoke, or when's the earliest that you smoked in your life?
I was like 19.
Okay. Anybody else? Am I the person who smoked the earliest at 11 years old?
22.
I was one of those annoying anti-smokers as a child. I started late as well.
19, so Vito must be 50, right? Right now?
So right, like exactly.
40 years ago. 30, right, so 31
in
years 19, ago.
In 1926. No, so when I started smoking when I was 11 years old, so we're talking 1984, about the time of WrestleMania 1, by the way. Actually, was that WrestleMania 1 or WrestleMania 2? You know, but when I started at that point, you know how much a pack of cigarettes were? 75 cents.
Ridiculous. Now, have you seen what they cost?
No, I haven't smoked in like 4 or 5 years.
Like, if you get a real brand of cigarettes in New York City, it's something like $7.75 or something.
I thought it was close to that when I quit. It was like six something when I quit, or maybe $5.50 when I quit.
Here, so, but if you're going to Manhattan, you're paying $7, $8. Yeah, yeah.
That's where I used to buy them. I quit back when Brian and I used to work together, like in the late 90s, early 2000s is when I quit.
You're a quitter, dude. No one likes a quitter. Start it up again. Come on, let's go out right now. We'll have to smoke a stoke. We'll see if you cough. We'll see how many times you cough. Do you think you could smoke a cigarette without coughing?
I never understood smoking
absolutely
cigars.
Not.
Smoking cigars because you never inhale them, right? Yeah. You just taste them.
See, that's how I started.
Ones, though.
Like what?
They have flavored cigars.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
I started smoking because I tried like to inhale a cigar.
I need a cigarette.
Really?
And it was just like, and I was like, oh, let me try a cigarette.
That's why you get, like, the strawberry-flavored blunts, you know, for your
cigars.
When you smoke cigars.
Tobacco. I put tobacco on it.
I miss it, but anytime I smoke a cigarette, anytime I've tried to smoke a cigarette, I mean, I'm not gonna get into the details of my life, but I quit, like I said, probably like 2000-ish, 1999, somewhere around there. And ever since that point, hey, if you're leaving the room, you should probably go get vodka and
cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Are you really?
Yeah, man. I gotta
when you come back, bring vodka and Crystal Light with you.
That sounds delicious.
As I talk about my other healthy habits. There's something appealing about it. There's something, like, I want to smoke. I want to enjoy smoking again. I miss smoking.
You will enjoy it. If you've been off of it for a while and you go back to it, you will absolutely enjoy smoking a cigarette.
No, see, that's not true. Because what I was saying before is I stopped, like I said, I stopped in like 99, 2000, something like that, without getting into all the details of my life. There was a little bit of stress in the year 2004. And when this stress happened, we're talking 3 to 4 years after I stopped smoking, I had a cigarette to try and, like, you know, cool myself out as I was on one of the most miserable car rides of my life, which, to be quite honest, I'll probably never give the details up here. But when I was doing that, I took four drags and I felt lightheaded. Like, I got the head rush back of being 11 years old again, and it just nauseated me. I had no desire to have a cigarette ever again.
Do you ever crave it? Like, now, like, do you crave it or do you just like the smell of it? Because you were saying before.
I love the smell of a cigarette secondhand. Secondhand smoke to me smells delicious.
Mm. Well, that's what I was saying before when you said that cigarettes smell bad.
No. I never said that they smell specifically. Someone else did, I think. Did I say it?
Yeah.
What did I say about them smelling bad?
I said that when you put a cigarette out, like, you know, because you're going to leave it. That smell of the cigarette that's been put out and then somebody carries it around with them because they're going to relight it, that's a horrendous smell. But you said that you think cigarettes smell bad. But I actually don't. My whole life, when I was even a little kid, my grandmother and aunt would always smoke.
A clip, you mean? Bro, you got a clip? I love that. Like I said, the secondhand smoke specifically smells good. I think the cigarette itself doesn't smell good. I love smoking.
Sometimes I crave cigarettes still.
We would totally get dates if we all just like start hanging out places, offered 12-year-old girls, hey, you want a cigarette?
No, and get earrings and stuff.
Where's the vodka?
Bro, you know what? I have an idea. Can you do something for me? I'm going to take can you take a picture of me for my MySpace account, and I'm going to be smoking a cigarette and see how many girls send me messages? Yeah.
Seriously, today, if Freddie smokes, right, today after the show, we'll get a new picture for the front of bestinshowradio.com. Maybe we'll get a splash page with all of us smoking cigarettes.
Do you have a cigarette on you?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Oh, no, you know what? I don't have a cigarette on.
Okay.
Dude, they cost $7 a pack now. He's not giving you anything.
I was going to try it out on the webcam and see how it looked.
Who? You with a cigarette in your
mouth? Vito, let me have a cigarette.
It's like the only day I've ever... I usually have them on me. I don't have them today.
Jerks.
Oh, well. I guess that plans.
If you had one, you were gonna smoke one in here.
No. I said. Oh, I'm sorry. You were. I said that I'm gonna take a picture of me with a cigarette and put it on my MySpace page, so I'll look cool.
But by the way, I want to take a time out and look at something in the chat room. Migraine Boy is talking about something about me not presenting a wrestling manager this year for WrestleMania. I don't even understand exactly what that means. Explain what you're saying, buddy. Because we didn't probably get into WrestleMania enough. I love America. You don't want a cup? Like a person? Like a human being?
I thought you were going to ash and I was like, dude, you can't smoke in here.
You try to sell someone to a wrestling manager?
Don't smoke in here. You don't want to stink this room up.
I have no idea what Migrant Boy is talking about.
Can I smoke illegal stuff in here?
No. You can't smoke anything in this house. This is now a parent home.
Oh, it's grown-ups.
Yeah. You know what, man? As much as I've lived a hideous life, a hideous, filthy life, I am no longer that type of person. Yeah. I'm a good guy now. I'm a dad. I'm a husband.
No more
I'm
smoking. Pass me the vodka. Okay.
You know what? Let's take a quick commercial break as I bring this up.
And when
we come back,
you are not a good.
as soon as we come back from the commercial break, we can talk to Freddie about something that he specifically brought up to me as something he wanted to mention on today's show, here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com.
Come in. Hey, Mo, what are you doing? Nothing. Just filling out my profile. You mean your profile, like on MySpace? Nah, that's for fags. I'm on myprofile.com. Oh, what's that all about? Well, all you gotta do is go to myprofile.com and set up your profile today. It's mint, bro. MySpace asks you questions like, what kind of books do you read? Effing kidding me? But on my profile, you can answer questions like, how much can you bench? And how hot was that chick? And yo, Mo, what are you doing later? I don't know, I really dig those surveys, though. Surveys? You effing kidding me, bro? You want surveys? My profile's got tons of surveys. Like, Parmesan a plane. Parmesan, obviously. Yeah, I know, but you can also answer questions like, which Sopranos character would you like to be? And how much can you bench? And you effing kidding me, bro? But I like that MySpace lets you put your hero. Your hero? You effing kidding me? On my profile, it's already filled out. Hey, Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, it's there by default. Check out these pictures of me flexing, too. I don't know, man. You got an awesome profile. What, are you a fag? But anyway, head on down to myprofile.com today and set yours up.
Absolutely amazing.
Who was that?
No, it's one of our new, our new sponsors. It's our new sponsor, myprofile.com, as Keith is trying to talk with his microphone off. He's still going to keep trying.
It's a new sponsor, everybody. It's myprofile.com.
I love myprofile.com.
Oh, that is awesome, dude.
Bro. It's really good stuff. That was terrific.
I can bench a lot.
How much you bench?
How much you bench, bro?
What, I love that that's a recurring thing. By the way, there.
Bro, you want to go skiing, bro?
Give me a bump. There's an insane amount of screaming and crying in the next room, and it's strange that it's happening on the day that we're talking about, you know, that we did our bathroom shows, we did all this stuff. My kid is potty training today. I do a radio show while my wife potty trains because I'm the worst father in the history of the world, even though I'm trying to claim that I'm a good guy.
Too bad you can't go in there and teach her how to clean the toilet five times before squatting down on it.
You do know that you have
freak.
To, for the record, you do know you have to flush at least five times before you sit down, right? Because the water that splashes up
has
will be
bacteria.
Contaminated by
two with your hands, one with your feet.
No, all with your hands, but with a Clorox wipe over your hand to do it.
Freak.
Again, I'm just talking about being a good dad.
A good dad. Okay, I got this game that I came here with because I didn't want to come empty-handed. It's called Chris or Gigi. Now, I have some facts about Gigi Allen, and I have some facts about Chris here, Chris Schiavo.
For those of you who don't know who Gigi Allen is, he was probably the filthiest human being.
Bad News Allen.
Right. Hold on. Keep explaining what's going on. I'm going to actually go investigate what's going on in the other room.
So I got this game, and I'm going to say a couple of facts, and I just want to know, you know, if you guys know Chris really well. I want you know, Keith, I want to know if you know your co-host.
Okay.
Co-host, good. You want to hear it?
So Chris really can't play this game because he didn't know the answer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's him.
I guarantee you he don't know half of them.
What? That's me?
I never did that. What are you talking about?
All right, so let me...
Do we have any music to play with this?
Let's check that out right now.
Do you have Bite It, You Scum, by any chance?
I don't have any Gigi Allen music. I'm playing the first thing that comes on.
So
Sig Sig Sputnik will be providing the background music for Gigi.
Perfect. So who wants, after a show, took off all their clothes and performed sex with a pool table hole?
Is this game order? Am I just the only one answering? Or?
No, I mean, well, we could all go around. We could check it out. We could all play.
I believe I know the answer to that one.
All right. Wait,
was the sex simulated?
The sex was simulated, and I think there was insertion to the hole of the pool table with a naked phallus.
That's got to be Chris.
I think it's Gigi.
I think it's Chris.
It is Chris Schiavo.
Who's keeping score? Yeah. Who's keeping score in this awful game that I didn't hear the question of?
Okay. All right. You got it?
Wait. Can you give us facts now? Like, where was this? What pool table was this?
No, I'm not going to give any facts because I had to call a lot of sources up to find out the information.
When I got the call from Fred telling me, hey, just so you know, I'm doing something like this. I've got a lot of people that are telling me stories. It really made me very uncomfortable to think that this is my life. This is what I've lived.
All right, I got another one.
Okay, go.
Who wrote the song, or wrote a song inspired by performing cunnilingus on a woman with her period called I Eat the Red?
I would say that's Gigi Allen.
Oh, really? I was going to go Chris.
It's Chris.
It is Chris Schiavo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I likes the girls when their crotch is flowing. I likes the girls when their pubes are growing. I likes the girls when they're menstruating. Girls with their period, I like to be dating, because I eat the red.
I didn't know it was rap.
Yeah, there's a whole second verse, too.
That's true hip-hop.
I actually have a live video of that with my old speed metal band playing that. I should put that up on YouTube or something.
Okay, I got another one here.
Freddie, what's that cough that prevents you from vomiting? Did you see
that? Who once drove a laundry truck for their personal use? A laundry truck. Who once drove a laundry truck for the personal use?
La- laundry truck.
Chris?
I don't remember this, so I'm going to say Gigi.
Yeah, I'm going to say Gigi as well.
You say Chris, Keith?
Yeah.
It is Gigi Allen.
I'm losing.
So far, it looks like my original partner on this show, and I know nothing about each other.
All right, I got another one here. This is a good one.
I can't wait for Keith versus Perry Farrell next week on the show.
I put together Lollapalooza.
But this is a quote. Who once said, "I've been waiting for death for a while"?
I say Gigi.
I'm going to go on the defensive. I don't know what that means. I'm going to say...
F you, Brian.
I'm going to say Gigi.
Beats?
I think it's Gigi, too.
Wow, you're all wrong, Chris Schiavo! Man, I had actually had a conversation with him the other day. He said he was sick. He's like, "Oh, I've been waiting on death for a while. I've been waiting on death for a while."
Wow, I didn't even know. Like, this is based in the past week. That's crazy.
You know what? I'm trying not to look at you, too, because I'm naturally getting a reaction from you.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm trying to censor myself.
So the best part about that question is Chris actually was like, "Gigi said that?"
Yeah, I'm trying to smile the whole time, no matter what it is. Because...
Well, I told him when you were out of the room, I don't think you're going to remember half of them. You're going to say, "I didn't do that."
The whole pool table thing? No idea what he's talking about. No idea.
All right. You guys liking this? You liking this?
I'm loving it.
All right. Who, on the night of conceiving his child, almost drowned in a bathtub? On the night of conceiving his child, because Gigi and Chris both have one child, who on the night of conceiving his child almost drowned in a bathtub?
It's strange. I know too much information about the night that Chris conceived his child, but I don't remember any drowning being involved, so I'm going to have to say Gigi.
I'll say Gigi, too.
I'm going to say... See,
you want me to throw on game show music?
There was a blackout.
Oh, you good.
So, I'll say Gigi.
Wow, Chris Schiavo! Oh, man, you guys stink!
Great story. Strangely, Fred's brother, Chaz the Dazzler, our buddy, is the guy who pulled me out of the bathtub as I was gurgling underneath the water. 2 hours later,
I did not know anything about that.
2 hours later, I was planted in my seed.
Nice.
See,
that was blackout night, right?
That's why I was like, you know, it could be Chris because maybe he just didn't see something or whatever.
No, the whole point was I was in the bathtub because I couldn't put the air conditioner on. It was August 14th. It was smoking hot. So I went in ice cold water after drinking heavily since 2 in the afternoon and just fell asleep and slid under the water while Fred's brother and my wife sat in the other room talking, and they're just like, "Wait, what's that gurgling sound?" And it was me underneath the water in the bathtub.
My brother could not stop telling me the story. He could not stop laughing as he was telling the story. It took him about a half hour to tell me.
All right. We're being told that everything is quiet. Could you check to go on there and I check to see if the chat room is good? I mean, if everything's good?
Yeah, you and Gigi Allen are very similar lives.
We're still online. Okay, we're fine.
They might be complaining about not hearing anything in the chat room.
That's related to that.
Yeah. Oh my God, please more.
More?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Could we get an update on the score? Because I'm getting crushed right now.
We got Keith is 1, Brian is 3, and Vito's 2.
Wow. All right.
Who signed a contract and sold their soul to the devil?
Chris.
No, that's Gigi.
Gigi.
Guys are right, Gigi Allen.
Oh.
Vito.
My heart was, I was like waiting with my breath.
Did I do that?
I don't remember doing that.
See, I can swear you did that.
I was going to scold you in your little devil voice.
Who was never...
God. I'm afraid of God. I don't do anything with the devil.
All right. Who once hung a cat?
That's Gigi.
Who once hung a cat?
That's Gigi.
Bro, I hope that's freaking Gigi. You know what? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say that's Gigi, and I'm going to pray that I'm right.
What's the next question, bro?
Bro, you freaking freak!
No, keep going. No, keep going. What do you guys think?
Well, we all said Gigi.
We all said Gigi.
Gigi? It's Gigi Allen.
All right.
What are you guys, out of your mind? I've never done anything bad to an animal. People, I'll do awful things to. Cats, never.
Okay, who once
Oh my god! It all comes clear now. Vanessa just pointed out in the chat room. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt it. Now I remember. I tried to sell Vanessa to Bill Alfonso, the manager of the Stars. That's what Migraine Boy was talking about before. Yes, I do remember that now. Awesome. The same night I was yelling at Taz in the ring that Taz has AIDS. Just so you
was
know.
was that the night Bam Bam came into the
different night.
Okay, continue.
All right.
I totally want a Fonzie
shirt. Who had to change their rehearsal room with their band because the rehearsal room was ruined due to the person pissing in the room, continually pissing. So this person continually pissed in the room, and the band had to change their rehearsal room.
Like, it was ruined. Continually in one night, or continually over an extended period of time?
Continually over an extended period of time.
I say that's Chris.
Yeah, I do too.
I've seen you in a rehearsal room. I've never seen you do that.
I don't know, man.
Bro, it's Gigi.
It's Chris Schiavo.
That cough came back. Oh.
Miserable bastard.
For the record, it was in a garbage can. But a garbage can that I never removed from the room. So it was old piss mixed with new piss on a weekly basis.
You're no different from this guy. This guy was the grossest, grimiest.
I need both of a can.
Both. All right. Who has a tattoo of an upside down cross?
Good thing I'm not on camera. I'll cover everything up.
That's Gigi.
Yeah, I imagine Gigi's got one. I just wondered if Chris has got one.
I believe Chris has one that he did, like himself, of an upside down cross. Or it might just be a regular cross that, like. But no, you know what?
He was backwards when he did it.
I might be thinking of the flash of the shank.
It was right side
that's
up.
That's what I'm thinking. The flash of the shank. It looks like an upside down. It looks like a right side up cross.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to change my answer to say Gigi.
I say Gigi.
I say Gigi too.
It's Gigi Allen. Very good, guys. All right, I'll do one more.
No,
right?
No.
I got to be 100,000. Just on tattoos alone, I think that could be a great competition. Who has the tattoo?
Well, I got a couple more tattoos. You want another tattoo one?
Yeah.
All right. Who has a pentagram tattooed on them? Is that Chris Schiavo or Gigi Allen, King of Rock and Roll?
No looking, by the way.
That's Gigi Allen.
Just a pentagram?
Pentagram.
Love the music. The
upside down symbol. Down star dude. You know, for.
All right, Gigi.
I believe Chris has one with the demon's head. So I'm going to say Chris.
You're right, Vito. You're right. You've looked at Chris's body way too much.
he's raped me a lot in my sleep.
It's actually on my inner left thigh. There's no demon head inside of it. There's a heart in the center of it. And there's 666 also on the pentagram.
What did you do that with?
I did that with a razor blade and India ink and a toothbrush. By the way, for the record...
Were you smoking at the time?
Oh yeah, I definitely had mad cigarettes. For the record, I'm not the only person in the room that has a pentagram tattoo. One of us has a store-bought one. I don't know if they'll ever show it on the camera or not. Yeah, he's showing it. It's our game show host. How awesome.
Start from my butt. All right, who wants shat on a paper plate and served it to someone?
That was Gigi.
Gigi Allen.
That was Chris Schiavo. I was there for
Brian
that. Brian
was there for it.
I wanted Vito to answer, man. Vito, who were you going to say?
I said Gigi first.
Gigi?
Yeah. You both said Gigi. Brian was there for it.
I witnessed the guy gag like you did. I thought Kaji just... He almost ate it. The guy almost ate it.
I have to honestly rethink what I do with my Sunday mornings from now on.
What was even better is taking the 58th floor elevator ride down with, like, holding on to the plate of poo.
I think the
strangers coming in.
I think the most interesting thing about this is the three people answering the questions. A former coworker, a co-host and longtime friend, and a former roommate. Yep. And, like, we're all mostly tied, as far as I can tell.
Is it tied? What's the score?
Yeah, Keith's got 5, Brian's got 7, Vito's got 6. 5, Whoa. 6, and 7. It's a close race.
I got a couple more good
Brian,
ones.
Me and you are like a kismet.
All right, who once had sex with an underage girl on LSD?
Gigi Allen.
He was on LSD or the underage girl was on
he
LSD?
He was on LSD and had sex with an underage woman.
That's Gigi.
Girl.
God, the fact that I have to think about this is really insane.
I know, that's really...
Question number two, who would?
Well, what, he if... I'd say Chris if he was underage at the time.
See, no, the person was not underage. Only the girl was underage.
See, I swear there's a story like this, but it might not be Chris or Gigi, but I can't remember.
Apparently, according to Fred, it's one of the two.
Yeah, right, of course. I'm going to say Gigi.
Both. No. Gigi Allen had sex.
I really didn't want to think the worst of Chris at that point. It's like, wow, really?
By the way, everyone's complaining that the video in the chat room is way behind the audio. Apologies, guys.
The chat room will get better someday, I think. I think it'll get better.
Check it out.
You guys want to time out for 1 second? There's a call coming in on the hotline.
Sure.
How's it going? Let's see who's here on the phone joining us on Best in Show. Hey, who's this on the line with us?
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Good morning, San Francisco.
What's going on, buddy? Are you actually listening to the show live, or are you just calling in on your own?
Yeah, who's that guy down there?
He's a handsome young man that I don't know. He used to be in a group called the Monty Love. You could check out some of the magic on them over at myspace.com/MontyLove or MontyLove.com. His name is Freddy. I don't. He looks a lot like a guy Graveyard used to know. Hey, so what's up, buddy?
How's your vagina?
Awesome.
I don't think MontyLove.com is up anymore. I don't think I paid for it.
No, MontyLove.com is up. I actually went there the other day. It has the montage, the sad montage.
That's awesome. I love that.
Was it like Sarah McLachlan or something?
I will remember you.
Awesome. What's up with our buddy Monty? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yo, Grave, you remember when you broke up the band?
sadly, more than anything else, it breaks hearts. So yeah, Conferenceman, whoever it is. Sadly, it breaks my heart to know that the show where you guys were on here talking about the breakup and the reunion is no longer in existence because I don't know how to run a computer ever in the history of the world. Hey, who's joining us on the line here for a big party line?
Oh no.
Cringing.
Hey, Zombie.
Hey, it's our buddy Zombie. What's up going on? Hey, Zombie, say hello to Monty. Ask him if he likes Cheetos.
Hey, Monty. Geez, I'm getting bumped for the 15-year-old.
I think it's 14, actually.
Would you ever do him with LSD?
One second. Oh. I'm like crossing the road from church, and all these cars are going over, and it's like... I can't hear well, sorry.
Zombie, call us back, man. Call us back. We're in the middle of a magical, wonderful moment with Monty and Gravy. It's very uncomfortable. There's a lot of pain. Call us back when you can hear us a little bit better.
What's so uncomfortable?
I'm getting rid of the 14-year-old. That's all.
All right, Zombie, call us back when you...
When you come back from the dead.
There we go. Hello? Monty.
Wow, Zombie always is great stuff to add to the show.
it's
killer annoying. Material.
He's crossing the street right now, obviously. He's really a good kid. He's actually he loves this show, and he's a good buddy of ours.
Kick the Can Radio.
Yeah, kickthecanradio.com. You know what, man? He's a 14-year-old kid. If I had anywhere near the
prestige.
Conjecture to understand anything in the world at 14 years old that this kid does, I'd probably be in the same shape that I am now. But still,
you'd have better memories.
exactly. So anyway, enough about that. What's going on, Monty?
I just call him to say hello.
Do not disturb. It's him again.
You know, I see Gravy in the room, and his big wedding's coming up.
Indeed. Are you going to be at the wedding? Are you his best man, or...
No, he's not invited. I can't invite anybody.
I thought I was going to be best man, but then I didn't even get invited.
Wait, I'm bringing up a little uncomfortableness here. Dude, I got my invitation.
Yeah, I know what you...
How did I get invited in, and the guy that you were in a band with for like 17 years?
I wonder if Debo got his yet.
Yeah, no, I'm supposed to be driving him. We're getting a limo together.
You and Debo are driving?
Freddie, I forgot to tell you, I can only make it to the after party.
No, that's fine. That's fine, dude. Bro, you're coming too, right?
I don't play violins.
Fantastic. Awesome. So what's up, buddy? You all excited about the big baseball season that's beginning? You excited about the WrestleMania? What exactly is exciting you more than anything, or is it just the fact that you're seeing your buddy Freddy's face here on the screen with us?
Yeah, that excites me more than anything.
Well, I don't know.
Gravy's face does it for me. Actually, we have the video from our Christmas show. Friends put together a video from it, and we're going to be putting it online tomorrow.
Awesome. Sweet. What, YouTube or the website, or how do people
on
get
YouTube.
That?
It'll be on YouTube.
Will there be links to it through your MySpace account?
Yeah, it'll be up on MySpace as well.
What show is that?
What?
What show are they going to put up?
Our Christmas show. Our last show ever.
Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Was I there?
No.
It was our last show ever, and we played it, and at the end of the show, I said Gravy was gone. I didn't even say goodbye to him.
Poof. A cloud of dust. By the way, don't get confused. Jesus' birthday is in December. Next week is Jesus' birthday. I just want to keep the holidays straight.
No.
Next
week is Jesus' death day.
No.
Oh, rebirth day.
No, birthday. Jesus' birthday. Easter. It's the holiest day of the year. It's Jesus' birth. Christmas is when he resurrected from the dead after he was killed by Pontius Pilate. I just want to make sure you're straight on that. I'll give you I was an altar boy for a lot of years. So I can explain that all to you after the fact. But I don't want to get into some religion thing when there's a meeting of the Monty Love Minds, about to erupt into
Hey, we going to AC this Thursday, man?
When Jesus Christ is made out of chocolate, he is delicious.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing that's going on right now. Apparently Opie and Anthony have offered like $5,000 or $50,000, I don't remember which it is, to the person that comes with the nude chocolate phallus of Christ that is someplace in Manhattan right now. I don't know exactly.
I thought it was BAM or something like that, or it was done by the same artist who did the Virgin Mary.
Oh, with the poops at the Sensation exhibit over by Brooklyn Museum. Sensation was a great exhibit, man.
I agree. They
never think it's cream filled.
Oh, like a Cadbury egg,
sort of.
What about those dolls? Those little baby dolls with the Reeboks on and the vaginas and penises for noses. That
the Sensation is what you're talking about. Yeah. I thought it was great. I mean, I think they missed the point entirely, specifically of that image. Like, if that was a hippie little, hey, we're making out a natural.
And let me tell you something about Sensation. Everyone's rooting for Rudolph Giuliani to be president. I just want to say something. He was for banning that exhibit and not giving funds to the Brooklyn Museum because of that exhibit. The man is a crook. He should not be put into presidency. Please, I'm sorry to get a little political.
Said that he wants to give his wife a cabinet position.
His main man was also a mobster.
Not give her a position, but allow her to sit in on his cabinet.
Time out.
I don't think museums should get any funding, actually.
Time out. Do you honestly think that Mr. Clinton is not going to sit in on any meetings if President Hillary is elected? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I'm not.
Do you not think that if Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States, that Bill Clinton will not be involved in the cabinet?
A woman will not be elected. Listen, it's been a long running. It's all white dudes. There's a lot of white dudes in the presidency. Exactly?
I don't think it's Hillary
or Obama. Lesser of the two evils as far as America's concerned.
If Gore comes in, he might get it.
Gore's not going to come in.
You don't think?
Nope.
No, I don't think that Bill...
Obama's going to have Mushmouth sit in on his meeting?
Oh, my God. That was very uncomfortable.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Daniel Carver.
The statements made by Monty Love do not reflect...
That's what he calls his wife. Her name is Marcia.
Mushmouth?
He calls her
Mushmouth. Hey, Mushmouth. I don't think Bill Clinton would sit on cabinet meetings.
I guarantee you he would be a cabinet member. Guarantee it.
If we laugh at those comments, does that make us bad too?
Yeah, I think you're all bad. I think you're all miserable.
I didn't say a word. I didn't even hear the comment. I washed it from my mind.
Good.
Like that.
You should.
Like that Jim Carrey movie.
Well, my
mask?
I was going to say Pet Detective.
Here's what it comes down to. Of
well, listen, guys. So today's WrestleMania.
Whoa! Hold on. Time out. We're in the middle of a political discussion. I'm not going to let it just go by. Who's the president of the United States in your mind, or who should be, Monty?
Diamond Dallas Page. Diamond Dallas Page should be president. This is Monty Love, and I think Dallas Page should
What's
be
up?
The president.
What's up, Cutters?
Hey.
This is Monty joke. Love. I think Hillary Clinton should be.
Oh boy, I don't even want to say it.
So no, seriously, Monty, who is your presidential candidate?
Listen, who are you going for? You're making the baby cry.
I know this baby doesn't shut up. Get up.
There's painful potty training going on in the next room.
Oh my god.
Why's it got to be painful?
Because she has to pee in a bowl. It's not fun.
It's like a hot dog through a dime.
Wait a minute. I'm not comfortable with the way this conversation is going at all.
I don't know what happened.
Me neither.
I am not comfortable with the way this conversation is going at all. Keep making fun of blacks and politicians as much as you want. My kid is off limits.
Gravy can teach, that was teach his... how to be potty trained. Gravy pees all over the place.
That was his April Fool's joke.
Gravy has a pee-pee fetish. Do you guys know that?
He's peed in this room three times since the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the studio room now. So
yeah,
seriously,
he likes for people to watch him pee.
Monty Love, who are you putting your
support behind?
Your support behind.
Well, there's two things. Oh, I'm putting my support. I'm a big fan of Obama, but if I had to put money on it, I feel that that Rudy is going to win. Sadly.
Rudy Giuliani will be the president of the United States, just like I predicted, just like Migraine Boy fought me on about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It will be, so it has been written, so it shall be done. Rudy Giuliani, who I will be voting for, unless, of course, John McCain gets the nomination. But Rudy Giuliani will be the president of the United States of America.
Wait, did you just say you're going to vote for him?
I 100% will.
Why Obama?
But we'll get to me later. Monty's tempted to hang up. Right. Oh, he hung up. Oh, awesome. I guess that may be Monty's last call. But as long as the topic's around, let's throw it around the
room
really quick.
You know what's crazy to me about the whole Rudy Giuliani thing is that like people that lived in New York and were able to because of him called him a Nazi constantly. And I understand he did things that were a little over the top at times.
What do you mean able to because of him?
They were able to move into neighborhoods they never would have been able to move into if he hadn't started that.
Do you remember David Dinkins, mayor of New York? Do you remember that?
He was a black man.
Do you remember Ed Koch, mayor of New York? Do you remember that?
Hey, how am I doing? Do you remember what Ed Koch did to the city? How he made it the what he was.
What did he do? I'm curious. What did he do
when he came into his fruition, and he had to deal with like the real estate prices in the beginning of his and at the end of it, how expensive and how much more money had kind of come into the city at the time, and how much more it cost to live there.
Right.
I mean, are you saying he was a bad mayor?
I'm saying that the living in New York City under the mayor, Rudy Giuliani, despite his Mao Zedong tactics, as far as you're concerned, was a more comfortable place to live than Mayor Koch's New York and David Dinkins' New York. Absolutely 100%.
Well, Mayor Koch, to be fair, was a transitional thing, and some might argue, I don't want to like push it too far, but some might argue that the transition that was witnessed early in the Giuliani thing was put into motion before Giuliani got there.
That's because Dinkins had to flood the street with cops because he made it unlivable, so he flooded the streets with cops, and things got a little bit safer then right at the end because he needed to do something.
He
but
set
you know what?
So
tourists
that...
started getting murdered on the streets of New York.
Yeah, I don't argue, but I certainly don't blame that on the mayor.
Which I'm for. I mean, don't get me wrong.
But I mean, he responded by going over.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I honestly don't think he was a bad guy. I just think it got out of control and he couldn't handle it.
He set up litigation so that there would be more police officers on the street over years that would extend beyond his own power network, and that happened to go into Giuliani's favor. Giuliani was actually making cutbacks with like police officers' paychecks.
It's convenient and easy for people to say, hey, Republican, bad. I'm going to say that I hate him and I'm going to go in this direction because he wouldn't let the nudie bars be there. It's the easy way to answer it. The fact of the matter is, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up this city. As much as you want to say, oh, it's David Dinkins that did anything, whatever.
I do not argue that what Rudy Giuliani did by making it alluring and bringing in people like Disney and changing 42nd Street made change the way that New York City is.
Time out. Chat room. Larry, who's here the 13th time today. Dinkins sent New York City to hell.
14th time.
Oh, sorry, 28th time.
Is he in, how many times is he in the chat room?
He's been here 78 times nice. Today. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm doing what I can to filibuster and make your point be not valid.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go into it too much because it's kind of a long, drawn-out discussion. It's a little boring. And
we're running out of time today. We're running out of time today, especially considering that today is the first day of the baseball season.
What I disliked about him the most is not like the underhanded dealings that he did economically to actually change the state of crime in the city, and which I think was a beneficial – what was good. I'm not arguing that that was a bad part of it. It's that his knee-jerk reactionism to things that sensation – Fiasco is a perfect example of that. He just went off the top of his head and made rash judgments about things that have no clue.
You'd probably be afraid to live where you live today,
right,
if not for... It's true, though.
It would be... New York City, including my neighborhood in Brooklyn, would definitely be a different place. And I don't even hesitate to say if it weren't for that mayor. Because it's just... It could be just an issue of him being at the right place in the right time, and he happened to make good economic decisions. Every other decision that he made politically seemed to be outrageous and insane and bad. And the sensation thing is a perfect example of that.
I'm with you on there, Brian, man. I don't know, maybe. And wasn't it just uncovered that like his main guy was working for the mob? That I forget what guy. He's like number one guy.
Bernard Carrick.
Yeah, something like that. And what's up with that? I don't think he'll even get the nomination, man. I don't even think he'll get it.
Well, I don't think he'll get the nomination because I don't think Republicans around the rest. I think we had a big discussion about the rest of the country are gonna vote for a pro-choice, you know, guy who hasn't come out for gay marriage, but is for like, you know, benefits for domestic partnership, mm-hmm. same sex. There's no way they're gonna vote for him.
Allow me to wrap the
veto. You should be really
allow me to wrap the entire thing up. Allow me to wrap the entire thing up with one quick thing, if I can, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Hello, this is Quentin Tarantino. I'm Brian, you suck.
I bet you he would agree with me.
Yeah, of course he would.
That's because all the grindhouses got closed down.
Yeah. I don't want to go crazy politico madness, but no. Yeah, you got to do some stuff. Do you get your drink? Oh, you want me? I'll go get you. Oh, well, hold on. We got the phone ringing. Let's see what's going on here. Hey, we're going to go over.
Okay.
We're absolutely going over.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, it's Angela.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Get your finger on the button as soon as possible. Angela is here. Welcome to the show, Angela.
If you can go through this entire conversation without cursing once, we'll send you a prize.
You'll send me what?
We'll send you a prize.
We'll send you an effing prize.
Yeah, no.
A good prize or a bad prize?
What do you want? T-shirts? We have... We have no, we're not going to send AIDS. We have
diet candy.
Well, no, it's delicious. We have T-shirts. We have calendars. We have notebooks. We have anything, any Best in Show swag you want.
Best in Show tea bags.
Monty and Freddie one said they would send you a special Monty Love prize pack. Whatever you need, we'll take care of. If you could make it through the next couple of minutes without saying a cuss.
Okay, so that means 2 minutes, right?
No. We're gonna go over today. I don't think our radio station knows it yet, but we got a lot of stuff we got to take care of today.
Rock and roll.
So when we get bumped off the air, we'll deal with that after the fact.
Okay, I can try.
So Angela, what's the poop? What's up?
Bro, you cursed.
I was gonna yell at
Monty. Oh! There goes your prize right off the bat.
I prize.
Angela, I love you.
Awesome. So what were you
going to... Sarah Silverman, ladies and gentlemen.
What were you going to yell at gosh darn Monty about?
Because he owes me a sneaker drink.
Hey! Oh! A gosh darn drink.
He owes me a gosh darn drink.
What do you drink, Angela? What do you drink?
I drink anything.
Anything, really?
So apparently
no,
the...
No, not anything.
No, oh, you changed it. Why'd you change it? What don't you drink?
Because I was thinking sexually.
Ew.
You don't drink
what,
sexually.
Saliva? You don't kiss guys? What?
I drink any alcohol.
Oh, any alcohol.
Do you awesome. Eat the red?
Do you eat the red?
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, zoinks.
Oh, my God. So Angela, obviously the intervention that we tried to get your dad to get going with you a couple of months back didn't exactly work the way that we wanted it to. You haven't been able to break your unfortunate habit of not being able to talk like a person.
I talk like a person.
Yeah, a person with a potty mouth, as my child is being potty trained in the next room.
By the way, my favorite part of that intervention is when that show's lost forever.
Yeah, it breaks my heart that we, probably one of our greatest shows of all time, having Monty Love in the studio, having Angela's dad on the phone.
When she was on hold and she wasn't listening to us, going to get him, the best part of that is Freddie saying, "Let's just tell him where she's on drugs."
Was that the episode with the geisha lady?
Yes, the geisha lady, yeah.
Yeah, Pai Kim Conan. You got to check her out at AmericanGeisha.com.
No, you don't.
Pai?
Don't even bother. Yeah, pie chart camp.
Why are these shows so boring today?
Oh.
What the...
you mother... No, hey, we're boring guys. What do you expect? It's Sunday morning.
No, but the last show was pretty cool.
See?
What happened?
I guess it's probably
April Fools. Nice. We were sucking the entire time.
Now it'll start getting good any second now. Yeah, I guess lack of the F word and it does it.
Awesome. Hardly any Nazi talk.
So Angela, can we talk honestly? Can we shoot from the hip? Can we lay it on the line? Is the swastika on your arm in your MySpace profile a tattoo or a drawing?
No. I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a tattoo. No.
I would never tattoo that on my body. First of all, I don't really believe in it. And second of all, I don't need a bunch of McNuff Black people.
And third of all, F you, you
a bunch of a bunch of gosh darn black people. Gosh darn.
Funny that you chose black people instead.
Is it so hard? I just don't understand. I don't understand. Is it so hard to not say the F word?
This is how I talk. Do I really have to work on it? Is it really that offensive?
Can we talk? May we...
Candidly?
May we speak
you already
candidly?
Got permission to shoot from the hip.
I'm going to shoot from the hip, just like... Is Kiefer Sutherland was in Shoot from the Hip?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Keanu Reeves was in Shoot from the Hip.
I think it was called From the Hip.
Angel, you're a student at the moment? You're in college?
Yes.
Do you have a professional job as well at the time that you're going through through college, or are you just a student at the moment?
I'm a part-time photographer.
Okay, but it's kind of like a freelance, like, you know...
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, you don't have to worry so much about what exactly it is that you're saying
you're
doing.
You're not a telephone operator, right?
Can I take your effing number? It's 71F8.
It's just an unbelievably, uncomfortably painful thing.
She teaches English as a second language. All right, you filthy effing wetbacks.
That would be a great bit, man. We got to do that.
It's like the scene in Stripes with Harold Ramis teaching those guys. And he sings to do run.
Angela, offline, get in touch with either Best in Show Radio at MySpace or Keith or one of us.
We're going to make you a star.
We got to get you to do some English lessons, English as a second language lessons offline.
Awesome.
Fantastic. I just don't understand how you walk around like... And every other word comes out cockapoopies.
I think that's kind of hot. I don't know about you. I think that's hot, though. See, I like that.
See, I mean, again, maybe this is a symptom of the fact that I'm a dad now. You know, don't get me wrong. Angela's an incredibly attractive girl.
But show shit that she got confidence in the fact that she speaks the way she wants.
I don't want to be a jerk here because she's a sweetheart. I'm glad she's calling into the show and she's here today. No, I mean, I don't want to be. I will be. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to be.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, she's an incredibly attractive girl, and she's a sweetheart, and she's fantastic. It is mind-boggling that she can't walk through life without cursing constantly. Maybe it's a symptom of the fact that I'm a dad now. And
my wife is like that. She can't not say the F word 15 times a sentence.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Don't get me wrong. I definitely am filthy. Despite
that's
what,
why when I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, despite how clean we are on this show, in my personal life,
yeah, you're horrible too.
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, but what about this, Angela? What about in your sex life? Do you talk proper in your sex life? Like, are you just like, oh, you are such the perfect man? Go frig yourself. Like when you have sex, do you say frig, or do you get even more raunchier when you do it?
Not at all.
What? Not at all. What?
Do you I don't get? Do, like that.
Okay. Do you speak? Do you speak more dirty as in your sexual life?
Hold on. Get the camera off me.
Like, give me a phrase that you would say if you were having sex with a partner, a guy that you really loved. What? Give me something that you would say in the heat of the moment.
Are we giving official clearance that if she feels the need to be dirty here, it's okay?
I think so. Yeah.
It's okay. You have clearance. It's not official. My show. It's been cleared by the TPX censors. Say whatever you need to say.
Give us a line. Give us a line from your sex life. What would you say?
I don't know.
Come on.
I usually, I'm the dominant one.
Exactly.
So I just boss them around.
Exactly. So what would you say? Give me something like, me and you are in bed, right? And, you know, you're on top, I'm on bottom. You know, you're choking me out a little. I'm starting not to breathe a little. Like, it's getting heavier. I can't breathe. And what would you say?
You drew a swastika on his neck.
Pull out the branding iron.
What would you say to me?
Awkward.
Come on, what would you say? I would, you know,
is that
say,
what you would say?
Say, or? I call you like a.
No, that's what she'd say.
That's what she'd say.
She just said that without cursing, though, so there's hope.
Come on, say I called you. Come on, say I called you like a filthy girl or something. You're on top of me. You're a filthy little girl. What do you want me to do to you? What
I
would you say?
That. You know what? I promise next time I will get drunk before I call, and then I will be willing to say anything.
Come on, tell me what you would say. I can't believe Angela cannot talk without an F word.
And
is a little bit embarrassed and is censoring herself in dirty talk.
No, gave her the clearance. That's the thing.
Angela, you're a prude.
Hold on. I'm looking at the window. The window of dirtiness is closing. You are no longer allowed to say anything filthy.
Yes, please.
Am I?
Say what I want.
Okay, quick. Tell us what you'd say if you were peeing on us.
Ooh.
I wish to God I didn't have a mouthful of liquid when you said that because I'd have spit on myself.
So you have to get drunk when you have sex, huh, Angela?
No.
Well, why can't you tell us what you would say? Why do you have to be drunk? Oh, it makes it more fun. I got you.
I feel the same way, but I mean just about being awake. I think it makes it more fun to be awake if you're drunk.
Well, I don't get that drunk.
You're missing out, let me tell you. Waking up, you get yourself a nice little cocktail of, you get your Centrum vitamin, I do a B-complex vitamin, a fish oil, and I wash it down with vodka and Crystal Light. It makes the day go terrifically.
Angela, you ever touch a guy's dirty hole?
No, come on!
See, now I'm feeling uncomfortable. Like,
okay, no, I'm sorry. Let me clean it up. Let me clean it up. Let me clean it up.
This is going to be. This is,
no, I have not.
This is going to be so bleeps all through the iTunes update. Which, by the way, if you guys don't know, you can hear this madness later on iTunes.
You've never caressed the poop chute.
No, I have not.
Really?
If you did, would you use Clorox bleach wipes?
Our buddy Larry telling us we're looking down at the shark right now as we fly over it.
Awesome. I got to be honest, I don't even disagree with him a little bit. This is good stuff. Angela, we're so happy that you joined us today. We haven't heard you in a long time. We got to try and get Freddie or Monty in here on a weekly basis so we can get you to call in and do what you got to do.
Call us next drunk. Call us next week drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, not next drunk. That could probably be like 3 in the afternoon today.
You know what? We'll have some phone sex. Call us and we'll do some dirty things, Angela.
Awesome.
Angela, thanks so much. And seriously, get in touch with us on MySpace or on the Instant Messenger or email or
you
something.
You guys are on my MySpace.
Yeah, so let's be buddies. But we need to contact. Let's get some things going because we got to get you. We got to get some good stuff going with you.
All right, cool.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for joining us today here on this madness on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
Not being recorded, by the way, probably.
What do you mean?
Forget
no, it's
don't even say
I was
that.
Referencing back to
no, it's being recorded for my own personal library. It's not going to be here on the website.
I don't know what happened to it, guys.
When she said, oh, this is so awkward. Oh, my God, how hot.
When forget it.
I can't believe she didn't talk dirty. I can't believe she pruded up.
Dude, you are a filthy, filthy human being. You're getting married, and that's the angle you're working.
Wait, is your wife listening to this?
Probably, but this is the radio. It's the radio, dude.
Nikki, I'm sorry that this is who your husband
baby,
is.
Baby, I love
mine
you.
Mine doesn't. My wife doesn't.
Your wife doesn't listen?
Oh, thank you.
Nope. Never listen to the show.
Would you cut the Ethernet cord before you go on?
I was going to say, if I
take her computer.
The dog ate the Ethernet cord. Honey, we don't have a dog.
That's what makes it so weird.
I ate him right after the fact to punish him. Awesome. I've got to be honest, man. This is just such an amazing show. We're such joy, just such terrific people.
You know, Vanessa said that we all got weird and dude on her. For the record, Freddie was driving that train.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
What train was I driving?
You did the one weird, right into the river.
And Brian was co-conducting for a brief time.
The weird dude train. Awesome. Hey, bro, do you get that music? Your baseball music.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because you know what? Today is baseball season. Baseball season starting as Best in Show on TPX Radio, exclusively on TPXRadio.com, is going over. And I hope to God we don't get bumped. If we do, you're listening to this on a download.
You know what I wish?
As our buddy Keith gets into the baseball preview show and the magic happens. You got that music ready?
I said, Keith, I wanted something hard and heavy to go with.
Oh, something hard and heavy. Get to it.
I think it's good. I shouldn't have said that. 2007 is among us, gentlemen. Did you know that?
Is it 07 already?
It absolutely is. Today's the first day of spring.
How many more shopping days till Christmas?
April 1st. Maybe down a little bit, you're right. The music. Okay, so here we go. Baseball season starts tonight, as everybody knows. And I'm now going to make my on-the-spot, on-the-money picks of who will win the division. And as I did last year, I will even go with in the order. I feel funny. I can't do this without Chris here.
No, really. Tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl, dude. Tell us who's going to win the big bowl game.
We got awesome.
Bro, come on. Come on.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay. Brian, call out. I mean, Chris. New Chris. Which division do you want first?
Bro, sports, bro. Why? Sports. Come on. Why? We play some ball. What? This is a wrestling?
Wait, I want to reference a friend of ours named Dave that you just turned into. but all right, in the NL Central.
You suck, Brian.
In the NL Central, I got to do this quick. From 6th through 1st, the Cincinnati Reds will finish in last place. I needed you, and he jumped in for me. The Cincinnati Reds will finish in last place. The Houston Astros will finish in 5th place.
5th?
The Cubs in 4th, the Cardinals in 3rd, the Brewers in 2nd, and for our buddy Eric, the Pittsburgh Pirates will win the NL Central this year.
Wow.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Cardinals won the...
They won the World Series.
Yeah,
Did you have to bring up my pain?
No, I'm just trying to remember. you're picking them for 3rd place, you said?
I'm picking the Cardinals. Again, order from last to first. Reds in last, Astros, Cubs, Cardinals will finish in 3rd. The Milwaukee Brewers, who I forgot existed last year, will finish in 2nd. And the Pittsburgh Pirates will win the NL Central.
They've jumped from non-existent to 2nd. What a team.
Buckos.
Everybody's saying the Pirates are going to lose 115 games. No way they're going
to
win the division.
Eric Ryan's not saying that. EricRyanMusic.com. EricRyanMusic.com.
We'll stay in the middle, in the Central. The White Sox in 5th. The Indians in 4th. The Kansas City Royals, the other team everyone is saying is going to lose 100 games, will finish in 3rd. The Minnesota Twins 2nd, and the Detroit Tigers will once again win the AL Central.
Can I interrupt you?
I wish you would.
While I ran out to the bathroom to do what I had to do there and basically almost explode, and I did wipe the seat down with Clorox, by the way, before time, what exactly did you need Brian to be me for?
I said I can't do this without you being across from me like last year. I need you.
Sick.
Right, can we forget the baseball and just talk about us? Okay, NL West. Last place, the San Francisco Giants. Good job, Barry Zito. Fourth. Go ahead.
No, last?
Last?
I would think that, whatever his name, forget.
Barry Zito. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Seriously, the Coca-Cabana? Come on. All right.
Fourth place, Arizona Diamondbacks.
Nuts.
Third place, San Diego Padres.
Maybe.
Second place, the Colorado Rockies.
Okay. That's.
And the Dodgers will somehow manage to win.
I do agree that the Dodgers will take it, but again, you know what? I'm the football guy. You're the baseball guy. I just
Los
got
Angeles. I got the Jets in
it.
Third.
Los what? Angeles is going to take it.
I think they're going to take the division.
Kerry Collins is not in that good of shape, though, right?
You know what? I gotta agree with you. You know what? I'm the football guy. You're the baseball guy. Call my bookie. Let's get the money laid down.
We'll stay in the West. The Seattle Mariners will finish last. Oakland, third. The California Angels of Anaheim, featuring Los Angeles, will finish second.
Time out in the chat room. Larry, Keith has lost his baseball mind.
And this isn't April Fool's jokes, by the way. And the Texas Rangers will win the AL West.
No way.
What?
Oh yes, they will.
Smoke them out.
Hey, hey man.
I'll do the East out. Again.
Hold on.
Consistency.
Get my bookie. Call my bookie.
What are you? What's the odds on that?
Bookie, call in.
Okay,
can you bet in Vegas now on that, by the way, Keith? Can you bet in Vegas? Are these the Vegas...
You can probably bet on anything.
I think there's
any
one
point.
Person that can answer that question, but he's not...
He's not here?
He's not here right now. Although he might be listening.
I wonder what the line on that is.
All right, so you're going to go back to the East. What did you say about the East?
Nationals last. Sorry, Eric. Marlins fourth, Phillies third, the Mets second, and the Braves will win the division. And Orioles, Devil Rays, Blue Jays, Red Sox, and the Yankees will win the division. Then there's a couple more predictions I have.
Oh, what do you got, like some awards?
The National League Cy Young winner will be Zach Duke of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Second year in a row, you're saying
second
that.
Second year in a row, I'm calling it out. This time I'm right. The boring one is Johan Santana will win the AL Cy Young, but he's just too good.
Okay.
AL MVP, the MVPs I'm not even going to do.
No. Do them.
Mark Teixeira from Texas and Matt Holliday from the Rockies. The Orioles will lose 100 games. Victor Zambrano will win 15 games for the Blue Jays.
By the way, Larry's asking in the chat room if you're picking these directly out of a hat or not.
And the World Series, unfortunately, will be the Yankees and the wild card winning Colorado Rockies.
With who taking it?
You are so unbelievably crazy. Because I will, you know, I'm not even going to go through all the divisions and insane like you are. I'll tell you right now, officially... World Series, Minnesota Twins.
My wild card pick.
Atlanta Braves.
No way. Subway Series this year, baby. Subway Series. Subway Series. LA Raiders versus the LA Dodgers. LA Raiders versus the LA Dodgers. Subway.
And for the record, the Braves will win in five.
You heard think it? The Braves are going to win a World Series?
In five against the Twins. That's officially the move. That's officially what's happening.
All right, let me put away my my baseball notebook here.
Here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, where I think it's just about time that we got to close the doors on this place because, mainly because my kid is sleeping in the next room. What? What?
The trophy.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
go
my
ahead.
God
go ahead.
Almighty.
Go sorry, go ahead.
Vito, talk it up.
Somebody's
well, I brought in a trophy that I don't know how you want to present it to a winner.
Oh my God!
This is why you don't have me talking up.
I can't even believe that the Freddie and Vito show has turned to this. But yeah, our buddy Vito came in today. So did our buddy Freddie, obviously. But our buddy Vito came in today and he brought us a present. He brought a present to the show. He brought a 3-foot trophy. It's a football trophy that he apparently bought at a yard sale. That's on camera right now. We'll put a picture of it up on our website for those of you listening on the podcast. It's an enormous thing. As Brian throws liquid on top of a laptop, just as Veal Chop suggested. No, the show's good. So there's this huge trophy. We have to figure out a way to give away this trophy. We talked about maybe it should obviously be the prize for the fantasy baseball league that we have.
I don't think so.
I think it could be something bigger than that.
I could come up with a game. I could come up with another game for next week.
Jesus. Yeah, Perry Farrell versus Keith? Or
yeah, no. The guy from the Smash of Pumpkins versus Keith. That's who he looks like.
Which of these things looks like the other thing?
Which of these guys did baseball picks?
Who wore a Zero t-shirt at the MTV Music Awards? Well, it was Keith.
It's actually both of them. But
if you can get me one of those, I'll wear it for the game. If you can find one for me.
So that's the prize. It's there. It's hanging for you guys. You can put it on your mantle. You'll enjoy it. I don't know exactly where it's going yet, but thanks to
you. No one who listens to you has a mantle, believe me. I can guarantee you that. No one who listens to you has a fireplace.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Oh, he just summed up our entire career, didn't he?
I think it's about time for me to walk away. You know, it disgusts me. It makes me upset. I think I'm going to quit this effing show. I think I'm done with it. I think I'm done with Best in Show. I think I'm done with TPX Radio.
Do everybody a favor. Do everybody a favor. Do it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And it's the Vito and Freddie show coming soon. It's going to be a lot better. And the Brian and Keith show will be terrific.
I can ruin that show in 10 minutes.
I honestly loved to get sappy having you guys here this week. I think it was great.
Thank you, guys. Have us back anytime, please.
This was.
I love that you're answering as a couple now.
Yeah, this was.
You know, like all the gay jokes is all kidding aside.
I'm definitely the top in this relationship. I'm the man.
By the way, right off the bat, Angela is already looking for the trophy. Angela, all you had to do was sex talk, and you would have gotten it.
Really,
it would have been easy.
If she could sex talk without cursing,
that's what I thought she was going to do.
You freaking maniac!
She couldn't.
You stink.
She couldn't get two sentences into like. Conversation as a human.
I think her lungs curse when they exhale air.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for listening to Best in Show. Thanks to our buddies Freddie and Vito for coming in here this week. Vito, amazing job getting us all the celebrity stuff that you got.
Thank
us.
Thank you again,
holla, man.
We got the commercials. We got the.
I thought you were actually going to have them here, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, way to let us down. Best in Show. BestInShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPXRadio.com. We're going to see you guys next week, where all the magic happens. I don't know. Thanks to Monty. Thanks to Angela. Thanks to...
Zombie for 2 seconds.
Zombie.
Vanessa.
Thanks to Vanessa. Vanessa gets something a little more special. She's the pinch hitter on this first baseball day. She's the designated hitter. She's the something special. Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We'll see you guys here next week.
Goodbye.
Later.
I love the mystery. I love the gaze into infinity. Little lights and lead as far as I can see. I love the way they seem to blink at me. I love to think about a possibility of a world where you care for me. I love
I say something. I answer the phone.
They shine. I love a fantasy. I love to stare into eternity. Let my mind become a wave upon the sea. And then I race across the galaxy, far away beyond reality, to a world where you care for me. I love the stars.
Just for the record, everybody, we didn't give you the final score of the Chris or Gigi game. I came in last with 6. Vito came in 2nd with 7. And the new host of Best in Show Radio, Brian, won the game with 8.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
You know I would have lost, right?
Yeah, to yourself. Of course.
I love to make believe the universe is ours.